This is Lady Cardinals softball.
More in the moment. This one hit pretty well. Oh,
that's it.
There we go, and it's in there, and it's going to go all the way to the fence. And here come the Cardinals. One run is in, a runner at third, and the Cards lead it 2-1.
Just what the doctor ordered there.
Taylor Schmidt with a double, smashing it all the way to the fence, and the Cards grab a 2-1 lead.
Okay,
there you go. My wife and I are, too. There's a smash, and there's one to right center field, and it's
that's
out of here, gone for Willa Reisinger, and the Cards grab a 7-2 lead here in the top of the seventh with one out.
Sophomore and Gracie Miller in center field.
There's a called strike three, and so the Cards get out of it with back-to-back strikeouts from McEwam to end the first.
He's a power hitter from the right side. Getting ready. Here it is.
And this one hit pretty well to the outfield.
There it is.
It is going to get out of here for Allie Geis in the grand slam, and the Cardinals lead it 4-0.
Henkelman looking to get even more insurance.
Ooh, nice rip.
Base hit for Henkelman to the outfield, and it's in the gap. Two runs are going to score. Henkelman with a stand-up double, and it's 7-0.
3-1 to Shepard.
Rip it to left field. Pretty good, and it's going to go all the way up against the fence. One run is coming in for the Cardinals. Another around third is going to hold up, and Shahai leads it 5-0 on the Shepard double.
One away. Payoff pitch. Swing nice and a miss. So a big strikeout for Delaney Barrow. Lauren Shepard. Oh, you know Lauren would love to get a piece of one here. She walked in the first, flew out in the third. Lauren rips one to center field, and that should score at least one. Coming around, play at the plate. Nope, it's 1-1. Lauren Shepard, the big RBI. I like the poise that I'm seeing here from Willa, even with runners at first and second. Still working quickly, still comfortable. The 1-2, swing and a miss. Her 11th strikeout, Willa Reisinger.
1-2. This one ripped to left center field, and that's going to be a big hit. And the Cardinals are going to get their first run of the day as Geis scores 1-0 Chippewa over Watertown.
1-0.
Bunt attempt. Romanowski, fantastic bunt. It's going to be tough to get her and not in time. And it overthrows the first baseman. Both runners advance. Rounding third and heading for home. Here comes Barrow, and she'll get there. And the Cardinals grab a 2-1 lead as Romanowski ends up at third.
Two quick outs for the Cards.
This one hit to right center field. And it musts her all the way to the fence. Loved over there in right field by the Cardinals. Schmidt.
Got her.
Sliding tag and out at home, and the game is over.
66, I believe, is the current count. As Henkelman rips it to right field, and that one is down. That's trouble for North. Cameron Custer roaring around third base. She's looking to come in to score, and Custer slides in for the first run of the day. And it's an RBI triple for Lainey Henkelman, 1-0 the Lady Cards. 5-6-7, two up, and Benish line drive all the way back to the fence. Benish digging in for second, and it's a stand-up double for McKenna Benish.
This is Chippewa Falls softball on WOGO Sports.
Chi High softball is on the air.
WOGO, your sports station.
WOGO's coverage of the Cards is brought to you by Maurer Sperry Insurance, Gibson's Water Care, ABC Supply Chippewa Falls, Metropolis Resort in Action City, Wheaton Grain Incorporated, Chippewa Valley Insulation and Exteriors, Bargain City Superstore, the Medicine Shop of Chippewa Falls and Menominee, the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, White City Glass, Royal Credit Union, Grace Home Respiratory, Wiersgala Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning, Stelter Incorporated, Service Master of Chippewa Valley, Toyson Ford of Chippewa Falls, Quality Propane and Fuels, Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, Red Cedar Speedway, Northwestern Bank, Check Law Office, Post Glass and Mirror, and 24/7 and West Wisconsin Telecom. And now, with the Cardinal Countdown pregame show, the voice of the Cards, Mark Halverson and Lucas Reisinger.
WOGO, your sports station.
Thank you very much, Dawson Halverson, and our softball tournament doubleheader. We're one half of it, along with Lucas Reisinger. I'm Mark Halverson, and it is your BRC champs for the 19th time in 27 years. The Lady Cards, 17-8 overall, 13-1 in the conference. Their only blemish to Hudson here way earlier in the season. taking on Lexi, Derrick's New Richmond Tigers, who come in 12-9 overall, 9-5 of the conference. Cards beat them 9-3 and 13-3 back on May 5th and the 7th. But that was yesterday. This is today, May 28th, end of the month. And the winner moves on to the sectional semis on Tuesday. The loser, Caesar, comes to an end, Lucas.
Yeah, if you love softball as much as I do, Casper Park is the place to be tonight. I know the Tigers and the Cardinals have squared off twice already this season, but throw all that out the window. We're in playoff softball now.
We are going to hear shortly from Lexi Derrick talking about the fact that she feels her pitcher, Lauren Raleigh, is healthier than she was maybe the last time she faced the Cardinals. That interview is 3.5 minutes away, and later head coach Jared Faraday, co-head coach with Chelsea Sikora. It's the Cards and Tigers. Meanwhile, across the way, McDonald facing Oliva Strum in a D4 regional final, both looking to move on. Hoping for a big day in the city of Chippewa Falls in girls softball. Back in 3.5 minutes, this is Lady Cardinals Tournament Softball on WOGO Sports.
Rely on Grace Home Respiratory in Altoona and Baldwin when you need your home medical supplies and equipment. With 24/7 on-call service, Grace Home Respiratory has dedicated, experienced staff to help you when you need it most, improving your quality of life. Call Grace Home Respiratory, 715-832-RESP. Your local connection for home medical equipment, service, and supplies in Altoona and Baldwin. And online at ghr-ec.com.
Every parent knows their child is special, but at Smiles in Motion Pediatric Dentistry, that's exactly how my child and I feel.
At Smiles in Motion, their focus is on providing truly special dental care and experiences so children develop healthy dental habits for a lifetime. Their board-certified pediatric dentists are specialists in the smiles of infants, children, and teens, including those with special needs. They're experts in pediatrics and in having fun. Meet the team and take a tour of our amazing child-friendly office at sim4kids.com.
What are customers saying about Post Glass and Mirror?
Amazing job on my screens and very friendly.
I absolutely love my new Lindsay vinyl windows.
Prices are the best in town, along with fast customer service.
Got two heavy glass shower doors from Post Glass and Mirror. High quality, excellent service.
When I picked up my car after they replaced my windshield, it was cleaner than when I brought it in.
For commercial or residential glass and recalibration of the advanced driver safety system after windshield replacement for any make and model, call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. PostGlassAndMirror.com.
Time to get away. Turn up the heat this summer at Metropolis Resort. Stay two nights, get your third night free, giving your family even more time to play, relax, and make memories together. Splash in the Chaos Water Park, race go-karts in Action City, jump in the trampoline park, and enjoy great food all under one roof. No driving around, no over-planning. Book your summer stay today at MetropolisResort.com, where the fun never stops.
MetropolisResort.com. Wheaton Grain Incorporated and Chippewa Valley Grain Transport, a family-run, full-service grain elevator and trucking company. Over 30 trucks dispatched throughout the Midwest every day. Customer-oriented and family-run. Wheaton Grain Incorporated and Chippewa Valley Grain Transport is here to serve you in both Chippewa Falls and Connersville. Go to WheatonGrain.com for cash bids, futures, and grading schedules. And get more done every day by downloading their new mobile app. Learn more at WheatonGrain.com.
At Northwestern Bank, everything we do comes back to our mission, building stronger communities where people matter. This is Tracy Smiske, Market President at Northwestern Bank. Every day we provide all the great services and conveniences of modern banking, but know that it's our relationships with people that matter most. Because at Northwestern Bank, we believe that every person is valuable, and that's what makes our communities strong. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter. Member FDIC.
It may work for horseshoes and hand grenades, but sometimes close enough isn't good enough, especially when you need a boundary surveyed on your property. So call Heath Loken & Associates, LLC, professional land surveying. State licensed and fully insured, they can handle residential, commercial, and government land surveying with the very latest surveying equipment and mapping software. Call owner Jason Heath at 715-720-4000. Get it done right. Heath Loken & Associates, LLC, professional land surveying.
Cardinal Countdown on WOGO Sports. Beautiful sunny day for this D1 regional final at Casper. Lexi Derrick, head coach of the New Richmond Tigers. Coach, these teams met in the regular season, but this is for the right to move on to sectionals.
Yeah, absolutely. I think it's going to be a good game today. I mean, you have a really good team over there that we're facing today, and we have a really good team here. So it's a beautiful day to play ball.
Your pitcher, sophomore standout, Cards have seen her before, but I'm sure she's continued to improve during the year.
Yeah, absolutely. She kind of hit a little bump there where she was dealing with some injuries, and she's now coming back out of it. So we have her to look forward to, and then we also have a couple different pitchers behind that we have in our back pocket if we need them today.
All right, and what will be the key to coming out of here with the upset win over the Cards?
Yeah, it's going to be about small ball and errors, right? Who's going to make the more errors? Who's going to put the ball in play and everything like that? So executing plays is going to be huge today, and that's what we're going to do.
Pressure's on. We'll see what happens. Wish you the best today and the rest of the way. Thanks.
Awesome. Thank you.
All right, that's head coach Lexi Derrick of New Richmond. We'll be back in 3.5 minutes with Cardinal co-head coach Jared Faraday. This is Cardinal Tournament Softball on WOGO Sports.
Building a custom home should be exciting, not overwhelming. At Ashley Construction, we make the process seamless and enjoyable. From 3D drafting and design to financial transparency and expert guidance, we take the stress out of building your dream home. A fun and rewarding building experience combined with innovative processes and the latest technology empowers our talented team of experts to create high-quality custom homes that reflect your unique vision and lifestyle. Enjoy the full experience right here in the Chippewa Valley with Ashley Construction, your design build professionals.
For generations, Christo Orthodontics has been giving the Chippewa Valley something to smile about, and that tradition continues today. With Dr. Grace and Dr. Camille, you'll find the same trusted care, now with a fresh, modern approach to orthodontics for all ages. From your child's first visit to your own smile transformation, Christo Orthodontics is here to make every step comfortable, convenient, and confident. Christo Orthodontics, where Dr. Grace and Dr. Camille continue to give the Chippewa Valley something to smile about. Schedule your free consultation today at Christo Orthodontics.
Cabin and camper season is here and the adventure awaits. But wait, is your water ready? Imagine arriving at your favorite spot only to find murky water. Don't worry. Gibson's Water Care has you covered with a free cabin or camper water analysis to ensure clean water at your home away from home. Plus, they handle basic plumbing too. Locally owned, American made, and no long-term contracts. Visit GibsonWaterCare.com today.
Propane is energy efficient and affordable, and Quality Propane and Fuels has been the trusted propane supplier to northern Wisconsin since 1996. Propane keeps the lights on and your appliances and furnace running even during power outages. Trust the team at Quality Propane and Fuels, committed to their customers and always looking to improve safety and efficiency, helping you cut energy costs. Payment programs available for any situation, residential, commercial, or industrial. Choose Quality Propane and Fuels. Call, stop by, or visit QualityPropaneAndFuels.com.
When it comes to achieving excellence on every project, there's nothing better than partnering with professionals who share your commitment to quality and community. At ABC Supply Chippewa Falls, we're proud to work side-by-side with the dedicated contractors who build, repair, and enhance the spaces that make Chippewa Falls a great place to call home. Whether you're looking for dependable material specializing in roofing, siding, and windows, or simply want friendly, reliable service, our knowledgeable team is ready to help. Ask your contractor to stop by and see how ABC Supply Chippewa Falls can support your next project with confidence.
If you can dream it, Stelter can make it happen. For three generations, Stelter Incorporated has taken pride in turning dreams into reality with the absolute highest quality concrete built to last. Stelter mines and processes the aggregates themselves, ensuring only the best ready-mix concrete. And if you need materials delivered or hauled away, Stelter Inc. has a fleet of dump trucks to serve you and even provides the driver. When you expect the best, Stelter delivers every time. Start today at StelterIncorporated.com.
At Freeze Financial Group, we work with clients to understand their life goals by helping build a definable and measurable path towards financial freedom. Our mission is to help make lives better, clients, team, and community by optimizing true wealth. We are proud to support the Chi High softball team and their run to the playoffs this season. Go Lady Cards! Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Freeze Financial Group is not a broker-dealer and is independent of RJFS. Investment advisory services offered through Raymond James Financial Services Advisors, Inc.
And our conversation with head coach Jared Faraday, brought to you by Gibson's Water Care. Have a conversation with Gibson's about the cleanest, most refreshing drinking water for your home or business. Schedule your free water analysis at GibsonWaterCare.com. Cardinal Countdown on WOGO Sports. A beautiful sunny day for the Division I Regional Final. Co-head coach Jared Faraday with me. And coach took care of business. BRC title, 19th in 27 years. Great article by the Chippewa Herald on this, but turning our attention now to the postseason, just a different feel.
Absolutely, right? I mean, everybody understands and knows this is it, right? You get one game, you get seven innings, and you got to be ready to go right away. And, you know, one bad inning ends seasons. So, you know, all you can do is prepare like you've been preparing and hope the kids are ready to go tonight.
All right, so talk to us about the decision in terms of who to start on the as the pitcher today.
Will will start, and we'll have Barrow ready to go, you know, when needed. And so, you know, we feel very comfortable with both of them going in there, and I think the kids understand, you know, the role with it, and they know what's going to happen and when it's going to happen, and they're both ready to go.
It is a good 1-2 punch. I mean, and Willow, of course, UW-Eau Claire commit. And I talked to Coach Leslie Huntington recently, your win at Eau Claire North. So she's like, I like the movement on the ball. But Barrow's been solid out of the bullpen.
Absolutely, yeah. You know, oh, absolutely, yeah. She's throwing really well for us. And, you know, we're very fortunate to have both of them ready to go.
And again, took care of New Richmond back earlier in May. But this is a new ball game, and they're going to throw that tough sophomore.
Yeah, they're a good team. They have good players. You know, like you said, the pitcher is a real good player. The shortstop's going to Winona State. So, I mean, they have you know, both the top four or five in their lineup is pretty tough. And so, you know, we're going to have to make good pitches against them, make plays on them. And then, you know, for us, I think offensively is the key. Like we've talked about most of the year here, you know, how well we can hit and what type of runs we can put on the board is probably going to be a pretty big factor.
All right, Coach, hoping to get to Tuesday's sectional. We'll look forward to it. Have a great ball game, and we'll talk to Chelsea afterward.
Sounds great. Thanks a lot.
Now, co-head coach Jared Faraday on WOGO Sports. When you're faced with a new challenge of how you respond determines the real winners, Rural Mutual believes that there's something more important than just winning or losing a game. They believe that the team, school, and fans who support their athletes with dignity and class are the true champions. Rural Mutual is the proud sponsor of the WIA Rural Mutual Insurance Sportsmanship Award since it started in 1965. From baseball to softball or lacrosse to soccer, the award recognizes more than team sportsmanship and recognizes that sportsmanship matters in your community as well. Visit ruralmutual.com/WIAA and see how our team and your community can work together to be true champions. Also, milk has been building champions for centuries. Why? Research shows that real milk builds pregame muscle, and low-fat chocolate milk restores postgame muscle for athletes like few other beverages. That's why pro softball and baseball players know that they're going to need milk to fuel their performance. Learn their inspiring stories at GonnaNeedMilk.com, brought to you by Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin. We'll take another two-minute break. Back with more pregame conversation. Getting ready for Chi High and New Richmond. Coming your way next, this is Chi High Softball.
Hi, this is Holly Bovey of Coldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors, and I'm honored to support the men and women who defend our freedoms. My husband served for 25 years, and as a military wife, I still remember the amazing community that supported me when my husband was deployed to Iraq. I'm Holly Bovey of Coldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors, and I'm so glad to call Wisconsin my home. And whenever you're looking for a home, I'd love to talk. Call me at 715-577-HOME or visit hollybovey.com.
From businesses to homes, rental properties to ATVs, think Maurer Sperry Insurance in Chippewa Falls. Family run for four generations, Maurer Sperry Insurance is one of the oldest insurance agencies in the country, with coverage you can count on from a local team you trust. As an independent insurance agency, we find the companies that best fit your family's needs and budget. Based in Chippewa Falls, Maurer Sperry Insurance Agency, protecting people, empowering businesses. Learn more and get a quote at maurerins.com.
At 24/7 in West Wisconsin Telecom, we're proud to invest in the future of our communities. This year, we awarded $20,000 worth of scholarships to students across eight school districts in our service area. These amazing students are going places, and 24/7 in West Wisconsin Telecom is honored to support their journey.
From all of us at West Wisconsin Telecom, congratulations, class of 2026. Your future's bright, and we are proud to be a part of it.
And it's time for the Wurzgalla Weather Check, brought to you by Wurzgalla Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning. Our game time conditions, sunny and 80 degrees. Winds about 6 miles an hour, humidity 35%. The air quality is good. This has been the Wasgala Weather Check, brought to you by Wasgala Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning. Whatever the Wisconsin weather brings, make sure your home stays comfortable with the pros at Wasgala. Mark Halverson, Lucas Reisinger. We've got the talented Carter Jagger as our video producer, and also Trayton Hoym as our radio producer at our Wogo Studios as we're about ready to go. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter and proud to support local athletics. Northwestern Bank. For visiting New Richmond, Lauren Raleigh, the pitcher, batting leadoff. Kendall Fairman, the sophomore second baseman. And then Adeline Lucas, 1, 2, and 3 against the senior daughter of my color analyst here, Lucas's daughter, Willa. Get her pitching stats for you here shortly as we're about ready to go.
And a real big at-bat right out of the gates here. Raleigh is probably their best hitter.
Say even better than Swain, Paul, you think?
For my money.
Okay, all right. And so 0-1 right away. And so what's Willa's mindset here coming into this one?
Do whatever it takes to win.
All right. 0-1 pitch. And this one hit in the air. Shallow center field coming in. Musser, and she'll make the catch for out number one.
Huge out right away.
Yeah, there you go, out number one. And there's one in the books. And fly out to center field. And that brings up Kendall Fairman, the sophomore second baseman, also hitting from the right side against Reisinger, the UW-Eau Claire commit. The first pitch. Fastball for a called strike one. Again, the Cards defensively with Reisinger pitching, Lauren Shepard catching, Allie Geist at first, Gracie Amundson at second, Georgia Romanowski at short, McKenna Benish at third. The 0-1 pitch. Called strike two, and she's got the heat coming today, Dad.
Yep, she's hitting her spots right away, too. I think Jared's going to really like seeing that.
Three-sport athlete, Reisinger, volleyball, basketball, and softball. I've enjoyed calling her in all of those sports now. This was tapped down the third baseline. It's fair, fielded there, and apparently called foul before that. The Cardinal outfield, Delaney Barrow in left. Kendall Musser already with a catch in center, and Taylor Schmidt in right. They go junior, sophomore, senior, respectively, for the Cards, coached by Jared Faraday and Chelsea Sikora, co-head coaches. The 0-2 pitch. This one in the air to right center field. Hit it pretty well. Long run for Musser. And she comes up with the catch. A fantastic catch for Musser in right center.
That just kept hanging up there. Allowed Musser to dive right underneath it.
So two big outs to center field right away. New Richmond connecting, but flyouts to center. And Adeline Lucas now, the junior right-handed hitting catcher, somewhat diminutive against Reisinger. Willis pitch hit down the third baseline, and it's going to get in there for a single and a runner aboard for the Tigers with one out, with two outs. And it brings up Caitlin Swainpole. She is the senior who is the Winona State commit. Going to be Lauren Shepard's teammate there next year. So two out, runner at first base. The cleanup hitter hitting from the left side. Swing and a miss, strike one.
Swanepoel is the younger sister of Swanepoel, who plays at UWEC, so Willa's future teammate.
Yeah, there you go. 6 degrees of Kevin Bacon. 0-1 pitch. This is going to be laid down foul down the third baseline. So the count goes 0-2. I wouldn't look for another bunt here.
That's the small ball that the coach talked about in the pregame.
Right. I guess that she was already kind of giving us a sign there of what she was thinking, right? Yeah. 0-2 now to Swanepoel.
Way up here.
Reisinger to the lefty. Ball outside, 1-2, but a good 0-2 pitch there.
Yep.
In terms of location.
Yeah, huge lead at first base here.
Lucas at first with two outs. The 1-2 pitch here, Reisinger to Swanepoel. And this one smacked to short. A couple of hops right out of there with Romanowski to first for the out, and the Cards get out of inning number one. An inning, half an inning in the books. It's New Richmond nothing. Chahai coming up on WOGO Sports. Back in a minute.
To help simplify life, people are looking to their homes for more comfort and enjoyment. New home builders as well as remodelers are completing their bathroom projects in style with luxury shower doors from White City Glass. 3/8 or half-inch shower doors from White City Glass offer a quality that is evident, making shower time more relaxing any day of the week. Are you ready for luxury, style, and relaxation?
Make the right choice for your shower doors. See White City Glass today.
There are many reasons to open a smart checking account at Royal Credit Union, including no minimum balance, paperless statements, and a $400 bonus. Getting your $400 is easy. Open your account by June 12th, receive two payroll direct deposits of $400 or more, and you'll get a $400 bonus. See details and open your account today at rcu.org/getchecking. No minimum balance required to obtain bonus. Offer ends 6/12/2026. Insured by NCUA.
To the bottom of the first we go. Chippewa Falls comes with Georgia Romanowski. Hitting leadoff, Lauren Shepard, the senior catcher. Lainey Hankelman, the junior designated player. Willa Reisiger, the senior pitcher. Hitting cleanup, Allie Geis, the senior first baseman in the five spot. Taylor Schmidt, the senior right fielder, batting sixth. McKenna Benish, the junior third baseman, hitting seventh. Gracie Amundson, the junior second baseman, hitting eighth. And Delaney Barrow, the junior in left field, hitting ninth. So for the Cards, it's Romanowski, Shepard, Hankelman, Reisinger, Geist, and Schmidt, Benish, Amundson, and Barrow against sophomore right-handed pitcher Lauren Raleigh. Let's play ball. And Romanowski hitting from the left side. Raleigh's first pitch and a called strike.
Last time against Raleigh, the top five in the order did pretty well. Did some damage, but again, you can't look at things that happened back then too much.
Right, right. 0-1. She looks to a bunt. It was a high. Got over the catcher's head. We'll set that defense. Adeline Lucas, the junior catcher. Emily Ward, the senior first baseman. Kendall Fairman, the sophomore second baseman. Caitlin Swanepoel is the senior shortstop. Gracie Strand, the junior third baseman. Madison Rauscher is the senior left fielder. Haley Jackson, the senior center fielder. And Josephine Engesether is in right. And there's a ball that misses. 2-1 now to the leadoff hitter, Romanowski.
So important for Romanowski to get on base. She sets a table for the Cards.
He sure does. 2-1 count to Romanowski. Here it is. Upstairs, misses 3-1.
Raleigh coming with plenty of speed and velocity right now, but location falling down 3-1. She's not going to want to do that too much.
Romanowski at 310 average. 26 hits on the season, 24 of them singles. And there's a called strike, 3-2. Romanowski by far leads the team in runs scored with 34. Next up is Barrow, I think, who's got 21. So outstanding in the run scoring department. Full count now to Romanowski. Bottom of the first, scoreless Division I regional final. Romanowski taps one towards second. Glove there, throw over to first. By the first baseman, Romanowski's aboard. She'll stay at first. And a miscue there on the exchange, Lucas.
Wow. That's they got exactly what they wanted there. They weren't able to secure the catch at first. The Cards are in action.
Kendall Fairman, the toss over to Emily Ward, and I believe that's going to be the first error of the game. It looked catchable by
Absolutely.
Ward. So the miscue puts Romanowski and her speed aboard.
But that's what speed is going to do. It's going to make players rush in their mind. It's going to make them do things they don't necessarily want to do.
Well, that's the same thing people were saying about the Brewers' win yesterday with the error on the Cardinals shortstop in the eighth, and they go on to the 2-1 win. Speed creates that, and this one fouled off by the swinging Lauren Shepard. Again, some gaudy numbers for her, 521 average and a whopping 1553 OPS. I mean, wow. Her on-base percentage, 635, so that is just crazy. With 38 hits, 23 of those singles, but six homers and 26 RBIs. The 0-2 pitch. This one in the air, on the infield, foul territory, and the catch is made by the third baseman Strand for out number one. So Romanowski stays at first as Shepard on the pop-out to the third baseman.
Round one between Raleigh and Shepard goes to Raleigh.
Yeah. And now the number three hitter, Lainey Hankelman, who's had a terrific season for the Cardinals. She fouls it off, 0-1.
Lainey's had a monster season.
Yeah.
there in the three spot after Shepherd, providing her with some protection. The RBI numbers are way up there.
Right.
Doing exactly what she needs to do in that role.
Hitting 432 with a 522 on base and over 1,000 for her on base and power. 0-1 in the air, a little blooper on the infield, and the second catch is made by the third baseman, Gracie Strand, back-to-back for out number two.
I'd like to maybe see them put Georgia in motion here, kind of force the issue a little bit.
So Willa Reisinger now coming up, the cleanup hitter with a runner aboard and two outs. Reisinger hitting 325, 387 on base for the season for the Cardinal pitcher. 27 hits, 22 RBIs. Swing and a miss, strike one. Runner goes, Romanowski the throw, and she's going to steal a base, and she's in scoring position.
I called it.
You did.
You know, with kind of getting that bonus on base from the error and Willa at the plate, even if Georgia were to get thrown out there, you're starting with Willa in the next inning where you probably should be anyways.
0-1 to Reisinger. UW-Eau Claire commit. She'll be a Blue Gold in the fall. And good heat. That one misses 1-1.
And now a base hit scores Georgia easily from second base.
Reisinger, 21 singles, 4 doubles, and 2 homers on the season. She's walked 9 times, struck out 14. The 1-1 pitch. This one connected
hit well.
To the outfield.
Hit well.
Hit very well, and it is going to be
gone. That's what I'm talking about, Mark.
Yeah.
Big spot for a senior there.
Oh, she stepped up with her third home run of the season, and the Cardinals lead this game 2-0, this D1 regional final.
I was actually going to say, right before that pitch, I was going to say, we could take one of those home runs now.
All right. Well, way to go, Willa. She got it all. Yeah. Well hit. And the off-speed pitch for a called strike one to a looking alley guys.
And hitting it to left center, that's typically not where Willa's power alley is.
Huh.
Typically it's going to be a little center to right center, but she got all that one.
She sure did. And this is a shot down the third baseline and just foul 0-2 to Geist. Again, didn't need to Romanowski to be in scoring position because home run. She could make it all the way from first base there. And so... again, Geist coming in with a 206 average on the season and 291 on base percentage. Other numbers for the senior first baseman, 14 hits, 7 singles, 5 doubles. Ball low, 1-2. No triples, 2 homers, 18 RBIs. Has walked 9 times, struck out 13. 1-2 to Geist.
And the other thing, you know, Raleigh is throwing hard today. It doesn't take much. You just got to get a good stick on it.
The 1-2 pitch to Geist. She looks at a ball. Good eye, 2-2.
And for the Cardinals, those are 2-out runs. Anytime you can get 2-out runs.
Yeah, that's for sure.
It's so important.
White City Glass salutes all the hardworking athletes for all your windshield, glass, and garage door needs. Call White City Glass of Chippewa Falls. White City Glass. Swing and a miss, strike three, but the Cards score 2 on the Reisinger homer with 2 outs. Through 1 from Casper, it's Chi-High 2, New Richmond nothing on WOGO Sports. Back in a minute.
Rely on Grace Home Respiratory in Altoona and Baldwin when you need your home medical supplies and equipment. With 24/7 on-call service, Grace Home Respiratory has dedicated, experienced staff to help you when you need it most, improving your quality of life. Call Grace Home Respiratory, 715-832-RESP. Your local connection for home medical equipment, service, and supplies in Altoona and Baldwin. And online at ghr-ec.com.
I've thought about the theme for my son's first birthday party, safari. But their first trip to the dentist? Not sure where to start.
With advanced training to support infants, children, and teens, the board-certified pediatric dentists at Smiles in Motion Pediatric Dentistry are dedicated to making your child feel comfortable and welcome at every visit. They keep parents involved at every step of your child's dental journey, so you can help keep them smiling and develop healthy dental habits for life. Discover what makes them different at sim4kids.com.
Our Dugout Smile Cam is brought to you by Metropolis Resort in Action City in Eau Claire. It's constant smiles and fun at Metropolis Resort in Action City with an arcade, trampoline park, Ninja Warrior course, go-karts, laser tag, mini golf, a water park, and so much more, plus on-site restaurants and coffee. Book your adventure today at metropolisresort.com. All right, so talking about helping your own cause, Reisinger did with the two-run homer, and now she comes in with a low pitch 1-0 to Gracie Strand. Strand, the junior third baseman, to lead off the second inning. Adeline Lucas reaching with a single in the first. The ball high.
I think what's going to be important for Willa here is to get that heart rate back down, settle in, and make the pitches.
Yeah, a lot of excitement near the latter part of the inning, the blast, and just that boost, her third homer of the season, and now to dial it back in. And now the count going to 3-0 to a looking Gracie Strand, presumably a red light here as, again, earlier their coach Lexi Derrick talking about small ball. The Cards went long ball, however, and 3-0 now. So see what Reisinger serves up to the leadoff hitter and take your base. So any feel for the strike zone, Lucas?
Not really. It seems decent. Those were all four pitches out of the zone. I don't think she feels too bad about that. I assume they're going to put the ball on the ground here.
All right, so Rauscher now, the senior left fielder. She looks at the first one high, 1-0. I think we've said this when we covered New Richmond earlier, but the short, kind of some shorter players with a tougher strike zone.
Yeah, that last pitch was against a average
right,
size.
Right, 1-0 pitch. And then firing over the first base, Shepherd, and it goes into right field, and runner, and it goes by the right fielder, Taylor Schmidt, and now they're going to, bit of a hesitation as they finally get it in, and the runner able to go to second on the throw to first, so I think that's going to be an error on Shepherd there on the throw, and the runner advances to second.
I think she saw her so far off the bag that maybe rushed it a little bit. But good for the outfield to get it back in and keep Strand at second.
And time for us to tell you that when you need a boundary surveyed on residential or commercial property, think Heath Slocum and Associates LLC, professional land surveying. Get it done right. Call owner Jason Heath and Heath Slocum at 715-720-4000. Called strike, 2-1.
Yeah, right before that pitch, Willa had called Lauren out to the mound. Maybe just a quick adjustment of where the glove is being positioned.
2-1 our count here on WOGO. Ball misses now, 3-1. So Reisinger, 7 out of 8 have been balls here to start the second inning. A 2-0 lead.
Real close on that last pitch. If the batter is 2 inches taller, that's a strike.
The 3-1 pitch. Swing and a miss, strike two. Madison Rauscher, the left fielder, one of the seniors on this New Richmond club. The 3-2 pitch from Reisinger, here it is, foul off.
Just barely got a piece of that one.
6 seniors on New Richmond, same as Chippewa. Chippewa, I think it's 5 seniors. So staying alive at 3-2. Reisinger against Rauscher. The pitch. Swing and a miss, strike three. And the first out of the second inning is in the books for the Cards.
Big out there.
Batting seventh, number 19, the right fielder. Joseph.
Main thing is keeping Strand at second base. They could have tried to put a butt down and get into third. Runners at third have a lot easier time of scoring.
First strikeout for Reisinger. And a ball missing, 1-0. Reisinger came in with 78 strikeouts and 29 walks, so basically a 3-1 ratio. Swing and a miss. Powers it by her as the count goes to 1-1. Freeze Financial Group in Chippewa Falls helps their clients build a definable and measurable path towards financial freedom. Go Cards from Freeze Financial Group. One out, one on. Runner at second base with a walk and then a throwing error. Runner in scoring position for New Richmond. Bunt attempt, foul, and it goes behind Shepherd, so the count goes to 1-2. Build your dream home with Ashley Construction, the design build professionals. Custom Home Gallery at ashleyconstruction.co. 1-2 to Josephine Engesether, the sophomore right fielder. The 1-2 pitch. Oh. And what? It busted in on her, and they're going to say it hit her. It hit her on the hands or what?
It hit her in the face mask.
Okay. In the face mask.
Just got away on that spin. Yeah. There was really good spin on that pitch. It just got away from her.
All right, so a runner on, hit by pitch. So walk and hit by pitch and put a couple runners on here. And so the go-ahead run for New Richmond up with only one out. It's Haley Jackson, the senior center fielder. 2-0, Chahai lead, top of the second from Casper. Ball misses low, 1-0.
Might have been a little inside as well.
Barrow is in left field. Certainly the backup should Reisinger need relief at any juncture. Still early, the 1-0 pitch. Ball high, 2-0. So understandably, one can imagine Willis Juices got pumping with that two-run blast. A lot of pitchers don't hit. She not only hits, she hits in the cleanup spot, and a good deal today with that two-run homer, but now trying to corral it back in. And a called strike, 2-1 to a looking Haley Jackson in the eighth spot.
We definitely want to make it happen in the 8-9 here, not get back up to the top of the order
for
with
sure.
Everybody on base.
For sure. As what you said, your view that Raleigh may be the best hitter in this New Richmond lineup, the sophomore pitcher. The 2-1, and she'll square to bunt. And that one a called strike, 2-2 to Jackson. Smiles in Motion, Pediatric Dentistry, a dental office created just for kids. Smiles in Motion has locations in Chippewa Falls, Rice Lake, Eau Claire, Menominee, Hudson, and Amory, SIM4Kids.com. Swing and a miss, and she gets her second strikeout of the inning and of the game, and two are out for New Richmond.
Yeah, I think against the bottom half of New Richmond's order, that's where Willa and her speed has a real advantage there.
Yeah, and a swing and a miss. So, again, that's the test of every team. Can you do it as far into the lineup as you can? As now the left-handed hitting Emily Ward with a very close swinging stance at 0-2. I mean, you talk about open and close. That's about as close the stance as I've seen.
Yeah, that front foot is on the chalk, and the other one's in the back.
But, I mean, just the turn towards the pitcher. But, okay. The 0-2, and a called strike 3, and the side is retired as Reisinger bounces back with 2 Ks to end the second. Chahai leads it 2-0. Back in a minute. This is Chahai Softball.
At Post Glass and Mirror, quality comes first. Maybe you need a beautiful storefront window or a show-stopping custom shower door. Post Glass and Mirror can custom cut glass and mirrors and offers quick replacement of fogged or broken windows. And if your windshield takes a hit, they offer free mobile service and can recalibrate the advanced driver safety system after windshield replacement for all makes and models. Post Glass and Mirror is also hiring auto glass technicians, window installers, and in-shop repair technicians. For commercial, home, and auto glass, call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls.
Stuck on ideas for summer fun? Looking for a place that keeps the whole family entertained? We've got the solution. Metropolis Resort in Eau Claire. Dive into Chaos Water Park with water slides, a lazy river, and splash zones for the little ones. Plus, the fun never stops at Action City. Entertain everyone with go-karts, trampolines, mini golf, and more. See you all summer long at Metropolis Resort, where the fun never stops.
Metropolis Resort.
MetropolisResort.com.
Wheaton Grain Incorporated, Chippewa Valley Grain Transport, a family-run, customer-oriented, full-service grain elevator and trucking company. Go to wheatongrain.com for cash bids, futures, and grading schedules, wheatongrain.com. And Lauren Raleigh delivers ball one to Taylor Schmidt. So it's Schmidt, Benish, and Amundson, the 6-7 and 8 hitters for the card. Schmidt, a 216 hitter, 314 on base. The 1-0 pitch from Raleigh. And a ball misses 2-0. Cardinals got the two-run homer from Reisinger to grab the 2-0 lead in the first. That's where we are, bottom of two.
Another thing to know about New Richmond, Raleigh not being a senior. Raleigh had school today. And some of the seniors on Chippewa did not.
Yeah, there's a ball that misses 3-0. That sometimes can be a pro or a con because, you know, that you get used to that rhythm and routine for so many of your games, but I know with other sports like basketball that comes up different times. 3-0 now to Taylor Schmidt, the Cardinal senior right fielder. She looks at ball four. It's her 10th walk of the season, and Schmidt's aboard. So the leadoff runner on, and it brings up McKenna Benish for the Cardinals, the junior third baseman.
I'm anxious to see if they're going to have the bunt go down. Benish has been swinging a hot bat at the end of the season here.
We'll watch with interest as Lauren Raleigh trying to protect that 2-0 lead and not let it grow any more. And then Benish squaring to bunt, but did not go around, and 1-0 to Benish. Benish, a .233 hitter with a .333 on base. 14 hits, 11 of them singles, 3 doubles, 6 walks and 15 Ks, 4 RBIs. 1-0 to Benish. Called strike, 1-1. One of life's biggest decisions deserves an expert, not just an agent, when you're buying or selling a home. Holly Bovee and Caldwell Banker Berniza Realtors are names you know and names you can trust right here in Chippewa Falls. Holly's been helping people move in the Chippewa Valley since 2000. You can call her at 715-577-HOME. Visit hollybovee.com or find Holly on Facebook. This one, little looper to the
outfield. Going
to
be down.
It's going to hit their base hit for the Cardinals, and it's going to go all the way to the fence for that little looper. That was a good shot to right center field, and runners at second and third for Shy High.
I told you, Benish has been swinging a hot bat. Take off the bunt sign and swing away. Let's go.
And she did right there. And Benish's hot bat continues. Runners at second and third, and nobody out against Lauren Raleigh for Gracie Amundson. And Amundson is huddling with Chelsea Sakura. First base is open. And also another huddle from Adeline Lucas with Lauren Raleigh. Lucas, the junior catcher, with Raleigh, the sophomore right-hander. New Richmond down 2-0 early. Lost to the Cards 9-3 and 13-3 during the season. 9-3 here, 13-3 there. And this is a bunt attempt foul, 0-1. To Amundson, who comes in here with 17 hits on the season.
Bit surprised by the bunt there. I thought they would keep swinging away.
Yeah. The 0-1 pitch. And there's going to be a bunt attempt and a diving stop.
Gotta get back.
Catch is made. Outstanding catch by the third baseman, Gracie Scram, for the out, and the runners do safely get back. So the pop-out bunt by Amundson.
Fabulous play by Scram at third.
Great diving catch, and that brings up Delaney Barrow for the Cardinals.
That's what you need out of your third baseman. Just hard nose. Do whatever it takes to get that ball.
And now Barrow with one out and runners at second, third, ball low, 1-0. Barrow in the ninth spot, kind of that second leadoff hitter for the Cards. Stelter Incorporated works every day to bring you the absolute highest quality and longest lasting concrete with a fleet of dump trucks and drivers at your service. 3 generations of turning dreams into reality and always proud to support local sports. Visit StelterIncorporated.com. 1-0 to Barrow from Raleigh. And she hits one high in the air. Outfield coming over, and the catch is made by the center fielder. Tag is on, and the Cardinals lead it 3-0.
There's that sack fly we love.
Sack fly for Delaney Barrow in the bottom of the order.
Again, a good opportunity to see what the center fielder has arm-wise.
Haley Jackson,
not,
yeah.
Yeah, not a super strong throw there, so maybe later in the game they could test her out yet again.
So the RBI and the sack fly as Schmidt gets in, makes it 3-0. And it brings up the leadoff hitter, Romanowski, who reached on an error back in the first. And she's going to hit one by the third baseman. No, it'll be gloved over there. The throw to first is not in time, and Romanowski's aboard, and runners at the corners for the Cards.
Man, Strand is giving it all she has down there.
Yeah.
Really nice play, but with Georgia running from the left side there, that would be nearly impossible.
Infield single for Romanowski as Benish is at third, and it brings up Lauren Shepherd. A dangerous situation for New Richmond. This game could 6 home runs for Shepherd on the season. Runner goes, and a swing and a miss. This one just scooting down the first base side for Lauren Shepard. Again, 38 hits. And that average that we told you about earlier, again, by far leading the team in hits on the season for Shepard with a 521 average and a 635 on base. Off-speed pitch, and that one misses. The runner easily steals Romanowski to second, so runners at second and third down for the Cards with two outs, and Shepard, their best hitter, the 1-1 count. For average and power, Lucas, that's what's so impressive for this Winona State-bound senior. The 1-1, ball low. Oh, that's a called strike. Ooh. Wow, I thought it was a ball. All right, 1-2. All right, that's why I was asking about the strike zone. It seems to have a pretty low basement to it.
Yeah, not much on top, a little bit more on the bottom. It's pretty true left to right.
1-2 for Shepard against Raleigh, the sophomore. She looks at an off-speed pitch, and it just misses 2-2.
A couple nice changeups in this at-bat from Raleigh here.
I was a little scared that was going to be strike three. So
yeah, we talked about a low pitch there.
Yeah, 2-2. Shepard versus Raleigh. Runners at second and third. Already 3-0 Cards. Bottom of the second, and time is called.
Raleigh shook off two pitches and wants to go through the sequence again. You don't want to make a mistake to Shepard here with two outs.
Now, so Raleigh versus Shepard, pitcher versus batter. Here it is. Called strike three, so Shepard goes down looking after earlier popping out to the third baseman. Threw two from Casper. Shahai adds another. They lead it 3-0 over to Richmond in this D1 softball regional final on WOGO Sports.
Wheaton Grain Incorporated and Chippewa Valley Grain Transport, a family-run, full-service grain elevator and trucking company. Over 30 trucks dispatched throughout the Midwest every day. Customer-oriented and family-run. Wheaton Grain Incorporated and Chippewa Valley Grain Transport is here to serve you in both Chippewa Falls and Connersville. Go to wheatongrain.com for cash bids, futures, and grading schedules. And get more done every day by downloading their new mobile app. Learn more at wheatongrain.com.
At Northwestern Bank, everything we do comes back to our mission, building stronger communities where people matter. This is Tracy Smiske, Market President at Northwestern Bank. Every day we provide all the great services and conveniences of modern banking, but know that it's our relationships with people that matter most. Because at Northwestern Bank, we believe that every person is valuable, and that's what makes our community strong. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter. Member FDIC.
To the top of the third we go, and for New Richmond, they go to the top of the order. Lauren Raleigh, Kendall Fimmon, and Adeline Lucas against Willa Reisinger with the Cards leading it 3-0. Again, look for the Mauer Sperry Insurance highlights of the week on our WOGO Sports social media channels. Follow WOGO Sports on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, Twitter, and TikTok. Brought to you by Mauer Sperry Insurance in Chippewa Falls. Well, so far so good. I think if you script it from a Chahai standpoint, they'd take it, right? 3-0, heading to the top of the third.
Yep, I think this inning right here is going to go a long way to determining this this ball game here. Top three, four hitters for New Richmond are really strong.
So that's the, again, the Cards able to capitalize getting those strikeouts against the bottom of the order, Jackson and Ward. And in fact, Reisinger struck out the side in the second. And the first one is a called strike. So a better start to this inning than last time as she starts off against Lauren Raleigh, who flew out to center her first time. In fact, the first two hitters flew out to center in the first. 0-1 to Raleigh. Reisinger delivers. Ball low, 1-1. Mark Halverson, Lucas Reisinger on the call here on WOGO Sports with our video producer, Carter Jaeger, and Trayton Hoym, our radio producer today. And this one, hit towards short. Romanowski gets it after a couple hops. Throw to first to Geist in time for the out.
Yeah, that's a speed arm from Georgia Romanowski against a very speedy Lauren Raleigh. To get her out both times, humongous.
And that's what the Cards have done as it brings up the number two hitter, Kendall Fairman, who also flew out to center her first time. Top half of the third. One out and a shot to first, and Geist with the catch. Right to first base, and Allie Geist with the catch for the out.
That's a pitcher's favorite out right there. Quick.
Yeah, right. One pitch and done. So score it 6-3 for the leadoff hitter, and then a line out to first. Two are out now for Adeline Lucas. Lucas hitting from the right side against Reisinger. First one misses 1-0. So what about your emotions as a dad? I mean, you know your daughter. I mean, it's kind of cool. You already know she's going to play at UW Eau Claire. You'll still be able to watch softball. For a lot of parents, maybe this is the end of the line. But what are you feeling today as we get ready for the 1-0 pitch?
I'm just very glad I'm on the
ball
radio.
2-0.
Yeah. I'm glad I'm on the radio today, Mark. It keeps me in check a little bit.
Yeah, right.
But it's just really, really fun to see your kid doing what they love to do.
Absolutely. 2-0, and this one, a little looper to second base, and pulled out of the sky by Gracie Evanson for the out. And the side is retired for New Richmond in the top of the third. Cardinals lead it 3-0. Back in a minute. This is Cardinal Tournament Softball on WOGO Sports.
It may work for horseshoes and hand grenades, but sometimes close enough isn't good enough, especially when you need a boundary surveyed on your property. So call Heath Loken & Associates, LLC, Professional Land Surveying. State licensed and fully insured, they can handle residential, commercial, and government land surveying with the very latest surveying equipment and mapping software. Call owner Jason Heath at 715-720-4000. Get it done right. Heath Loken & Associates, LLC, Professional Land Surveying.
Building a custom home should be exciting, not overwhelming. At Ashley Construction, we make the process seamless and enjoyable. From 3D drafting and design to financial transparency and expert guidance, we take the stress out of building your dream home. A fun and rewarding building experience combined with innovative processes and the latest technology empowers our talented team of experts to create high-quality custom homes that reflect your unique vision and lifestyle. Enjoy the full experience right here in the Chippewa Valley with Ashley Construction, your design build professionals.
Part of our WOGO softball tournament doubleheader regional final action in this D1. Chihai coming to the bottom of the third, leading 3-0 over to Richmond. Across the way, McDonald leading Oliva Strum 1-0. I don't know if you know what inning.
Looks like the third inning over there.
All right, so for the Cardinals, they come with Henkelman, Reisinger, and Geist. Laney popped out to third her first time. Ball low from Lauren Raleigh, 1-0.
We'll try to get you some other scores here. I see Marshfield and Hudson, 0-0.
Of course, the sectional semis on Tuesday would also be here at Casper. And there's a ball, misses 2-0 from Raleigh. ABC Supply, Chippewa Falls works side by side with the dedicated contractors who build, repair, and enhance the spaces that make Chippewa Falls a great place to call home. Ask your contractor to stop by and see how ABC Supply Chippewa Falls can support your next home project with dependable materials and knowledgeable service. 2-0 from Raleigh to Henkelman. She pitches it low, 3-0.
Another score here, Mark. Kind of a surprising score. Toma up 2-1 over River Falls in the bottom of the third.
Huh.
That's the one seed, Toma, in the sectional.
Yeah, that is a surprise. Toma with the outstanding pitcher came in here and beat Chihai on Saturday, May the 9th. 3-0 pitch to Henkelman and take your... Oh, wow. Ooh. Okay, that looked low. But called strike.
The collective groan from the Cardinal sideline here.
Henkelman, a .432 hitter, a .522 on base percentage for the season. 3-1 to Laney, the junior designated player, and she rips it up the middle. It's knocked down by the second baseman. She's going to be aboard with a single. So Henkelman is on.
I think we're going to be getting a pinch runner here. Or just flex for DP here.
Uh-huh.
So Musser will come in to run.
Yep. Kendall Musser, the center fielder, who's the flex player for the Cards today.
And made a fantastic catch in the first inning.
Yeah, that's for sure.
If that gets down, the game has a different feel right now.
So Reisinger, who homered her first time against Raleigh, her third homer of the season. The runner at first and nobody out. 3-0 Cardinals. Ball low. So, and that's going to allow the runner to take off, and Musser's going to get there standing to second base in Allen's scoring position.
They went with a changeup right away to Willa. That's definitely a nod to the home run from last time.
Right. It looked like they were being careful for sure.
And actually, Raleigh had handled Willa pretty well in the previous game this season.
Reisinger, a 325 average on the season. Swing and a miss.
Good cut. That's just a good pitch and a good cut. That's a good that's a good softball play there. I love it.
1-1 to the senior Reisinger against her counterpart, the sophomore, Lauren Raleigh. The 1-1 pitch. That's going to be a ball low, 2-1. Propane keeps the lights on and your appliances and furnace running even during power outages, residential, commercial, or industrial. Choose quality propane and fuels for your home or business. QualityPropaneAndFuels.com.
That ball got by the catcher a little bit. Kendall Musser not going, though.
Yeah, 2-1, 3-0 lead and nobody out, so no need to risk it. And that one misses, and the count goes to 3-1 to a looking Willa Reisinger.
Raleigh has thrown some real nice changeups. She just hasn't been able to locate it in the umpire's zone.
So 3-1 to Reisinger. Homered her first time back in the first with two outs to give the Cardinals a 2-0 lead. The 3-1 pitch from Raleigh. And it gets by the catcher for ball four. Reisinger takes off for first, and the runners at the corners with nobody out for the Cardinals. Allie Geist.
Courtesy for the pitcher coming in.
And that'll be number nine for the Cardinals. Yeah. It's Brooklyn Helgeson, the sophomore.
Yeah, real good speed out on the bases now. We have Musser and Helgeson.
And nobody out as Reisinger gets that base on balls. And for Willa, her 10th walk of the season. So Cards working those walks here a little bit. And now the throw out to second base, and it's going to go into center field. And run scores, and the Cards lead it 4-0 as the runner scores from third in Musser.
Yeah, a little miscommunication from the catcher and the second baseman there.
So making her way around the bases, Musser, the courtesy runner for Henkelman, and to Helgeson to second base, and the Cardinals now with two in the first, one in the second, and one in the third.
Just keep piling on. Seeing if I can find some more scores for the...
Yeah, in the meantime, I'll tell you that Grace Home Respiratory has a wide variety of home medical supplies and equipment for sale or rental, and the caring staff ready to answer any question. Grace Home Respiratory in Altoona and Baldwin. Yeah, congratulations to the Chahai boys baseball team. Boy, 15 in a row. It's crazy. And again, the two losses to Hudson, and then they ripped off. They beat everybody they faced after that. And 1-0 now to Allie Geist, the Cardinal first baseman, with the runner at second. Looks at the ball, 2-0 to Geist.
Yeah, this is it's getting into the danger zone for Raleigh a little bit. I don't think she has too much, too long of a leash left in this game.
Right. Coach Derek was talking about having some others to go to. And this one ripped down the left field line, and it's going to be a fair ball.
That ball down the left field line is so hard for us to see where we're at, but must have been placed out there perfectly.
It was my sense that it was going to be foul, and we had to wait, but we got the signal, fair ball from the home plate umpire, and the double scoring the runner, Helgeson, and the Cardinals lead it 5-0.
I think this might be it for Raleigh.
You know, again, Allie Geist is one of those wild cards that could be a real determiner, a lower average, but that's her 19th RBI on the season. We know she's got the power, and if she can hit like that continuing on in the tournament, that could be a big factor in how far the Cardinals go, don't you think?
Absolutely. And with all of the players, it's really going to be all those numbers from previous in the season don't mean a thing. The only thing that matters is how, if you get hot right now.
Yeah. And the Cardinals taking care of business here already. Now at 5-0 in the third with nobody out, you start to think, hey, you can potentially do what McDonald did earlier as another hard thrower coming in
number
for
nine.
New Richmond. And we'll check their roster for you. So number nine is Caitlin Swanepoel.
It is Caitlin Swanepoel coming in from shortstop there.
Yep. So we know she's a hard thrower. In the meantime, let me tell you that Got Muscle, athletes of all levels need to train to build muscle and rebuild and repair muscle after they practice and compete. Containing 13 nutrients, white and low-fat chocolate milks. High-quality protein offers athletes an edge over traditional sports and other protein drinks. That's why so many professional athletes include milk as a core part of their training diet and recommend milk for aspiring athletes as well. Learn more at GonnaNeedMilk.com, brought to you by the Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin. So Swanepoel will get... see who the substitute is, and then at shortstop.
Swanepoel is obviously a great athlete,
right.
playing shortstop, being able to pitch, going to Winona State.
Yeah.
What the key for her is going to be is control those emotions and try to throw strikes.
Yeah.
Sometimes those pitchers that don't have a lot of innings, it's just going to be hard to get the feel for the strike zone and pound strikes.
Lauren Raleigh does not retire anybody in this inning, so gives two innings responsible for five runs and the runner at second. I don't know in terms of what's earned or unearned, but again, it's this inning, I guess everything's been earned, and this one is a swing and a miss strike one. So Swanepoel seems to have good speed.
Absolutely.
And let's try to set their defense for you. I'm sure Dave Hansen is explaining it, but it's hard to hear the public address announcer. And Taylor Schmidt looks at the ball. And it's going to get by the catcher, Adeline Lucas, to allow the runner, Geist, to advance to third. So nobody out for the Cardinals, and they lead it. Two in the first, one in the second, and two here in the third with nobody out. So making some noise. Team they beat 9-3 and 13-3 and not messing around with them here in the postseason. And that one misses 2-1.
Yeah, I think control will be an issue for Swanepoel, just not being as seasoned as some of the other pitchers that New Richmond has, but definitely all the speed you need.
2-1 pitch, and that was a ball upstairs, 3-1. Three balls and one strike to the looking Taylor Schmidt. To take your base, and Schmidt's aboard with a walk. The free pass from Swanepoel. So Swanepoel struggling with the control, as did Raleigh a little bit before, and so runners at the corners for the Cardinals, and nobody out for McKenna Benish.
The other thing that
Benish doubled her first time.
That Raleigh leaving the game does is it takes Swanepoel off shortstop,
right?
Which that's what she is first and foremost.
Yeah. There's a ball low, and then firing it to third, and a dangerous throw into the outfield, and it's going to allow the runner to score, and Geist is in, 6-0 Cardinals. And actually, that is number 20, the runner for the Cardinals. That time, Harlow Bruce, the freshman, running for Geist, makes it 6-0 Chippewa Falls.
I believe Harlow Bruce's first varsity run.
So it's gotten messy here for New Richmond with a throwing error that time by Lucas as the count goes to 1-1 to a looking McKenna Benish. And it looks to me that number three, so I guess we've got Madison Rauscher is moved from left field to shortstop now as we'll try to get this set for you. Rauscher into short, and then we'll have a left fielder. As the count goes to 2-1 to...
You said that it's gotten a little messy. It's going to get real messy if they get back up to the top of this order.
Well, it's 2-1 now to Benish. You've talked about her hot bat that she showed earlier with that double. fouled off.
I like that swing even on 2-1. She was on time there. Swinging with a lot of confidence lately. Finishes.
You remember if Benish, did she get the RBI? Schmidt had walked, and then Benish had the double. I don't know if she scored on that or not, but 2-2 now to Benish. Off-speed pitch and a called strike three. And so Swanepoel gets the first out of the inning for New Richmond, a much-needed out with the strikeout of Benish, and it brings up Gracie Amundson for the Cardinals, their junior second baseman, who a pop-out bunt to third. Back in the second inning. She looks at a called strike.
Benish's hit, the double previously was not an RBI double.
Thanks.
I think.
Thank you.
Taylor held up at third on that one.
Yeah. All right, so it would have been a little bit later that they got that. Yeah. There's a ball missing.
Yep, looks like almost everything from Swanepoel right now is above the letters here. Just got to lay off that, find something down in the belt area, and hit it. Hit it
so
hard.
1-1 count to Amundson with this one ripped to left field and a base hit for Amundson. Runner around third, digging for home. There's the throw from Rauscher, and the Cards lead it 7-0 as the ball gets by the catcher. And now making her way around the bases, Amundson head first slide into third base.
The proverbial wheels are falling off for New Richmond right now.
Yeah, just it's the last thing either team wants is just kind of the wild throws and the miscues. Chai's had that a little bit, but nowhere near the extent that New Richmond has here.
Yeah, so, this inning has looked, to borrow a line from an old coach, looking like a snowball fight.
So Schmidt had been able to advance for the fourth run in the inning for the Cards, who lead at 7-0. And now Swanepoel is the ground ball by Barrow. Throw over to first is then time, and then home not in time. So they get the out at first, and then scoring is Amundson, making it 8-0 Chippewa Falls.
Yeah, and two great at-bats from Barrow here today. A sack fly there.
Right.
Another, getting the ball in play, getting a run in. We call those productive outs. You need those. You know, it's not a home run, but it helps you win.
And that's 5 runs in the inning for Chippewa Falls to grab an 8-0 lead here in the bottom of the third with 2 outs, and back to the top of the order for Georgia Romanowski. She has now batted in every inning of this game. The first inning, reached on an error, she singled, and now her third at bat, this time against Caitlin Swanepoel. And this one in the air on the infield, and it's going to be a catch by Rauscher. But not before the Cards score 5 through 3 from Casper. It's Chahai 8 and New Richmond nothing. This is Chahai Tournament Softball.
For generations, Christo Orthodontics has been giving the Chippewa Valley something to smile about, and that tradition continues today. With Dr. Grace and Dr. Camille, you'll find the same trusted care, now with a fresh, modern approach to orthodontics for all ages. From your child's first visit to your own smile transformation, Christo Orthodontics is here to make every step comfortable, convenient, and confident. Christo Orthodontics, where Dr. Grace and Dr. Camille continue to give the Chippewa Valley something to smile about. Schedule your free consultation today at Christo Orthodontics.
Spring is here and flowers aren't the only thing popping up. It's the perfect time for your annual well water test. Book your free home water analysis with the experts at Gibson's Water Care. Locally owned, offering American-made products with no long-term contracts. Need plumbing help? Gibson's Water Care has you covered for basic needs too. Be smart this spring and ensure your water is in top condition. Visit GibsonWaterCare.com today.
To the top of the fourth we go, and the Cardinals leading it 8-0. And for New Richmond, they come with their 3, 4, and 5 hitters, Adeline Lucas, Caitlin Swanepoel, and Gracie Strand against the hard-throwing Willa Reisinger. For generations, Crystal Orthodontics has been giving the Chippewa Valley something to smile about, and that tradition continues. Dr. Grace and Dr. Camille, you'll find the same trusted care now with a fresh, modern approach to orthodontics for all ages. Schedule your free consultation today at CrystalOrthodontics.com. That's CrystalOrthodontics.com.
Scoring update, Marshfield up 3-0 over Hudson, bottom of the third. Home run for Marshfield, a two-run home run.
Excellent.
Marshfield's going to be a tough out in Division One.
And Reisinger's first ball misses, and count goes to 1-0 to a looking Adeline Lucas, who singled her first time.
Is this Adeline Lucas or Swanepoel?
You're right, it's Swanepoel, yeah. There's a call strike. One of those instances where I did not record the third out, so whatever Lucas did, I'll have to check that.
It was a liner to Amundson at second.
Okay. Good memory. All right, Swanepoel now with 1-1. And this one in the air to left field, foul territory, giving chase, can't get it. Again, that Cardinal defense. Reisinger pitching, Shepard catching, Geist at first, Amundson at second, Romanowski at short, Benish at third, Barrow, Musser, and Schmidt as you go left to right. And again, that reminder about defense, pitching and defense, but even as Jared Faraday talked about in the pregame, the question kind of is the Cards are going to go maybe as far as they can hit. And we'll see, hitting okay today as the ball fouled back. Again, yes. Taking, you know, not, you don't want to take it for granted, but the pitching and defense is solid. And then, you know, that last loss they had in the regular season was 10-2 to Stevens Point. And I wasn't there. Jared said, hey, they scored five in the first. He said Stevens Point can hit, but we just didn't hit that day.
Yeah, over the course of the season, they've given up less than 3 runs a game.
Yeah, 1-2. Swanepoel, a call, strike three, and there's Reisinger with the K to the looking Winona State-bound player.
Change up on that pitch.
Third baseman, Gracie Strang.
Yeah, if the Cards get hot here offensively in the postseason,
yeah, that's
big things are going to happen.
But when you've been seeing players like Banish getting hot, and what you said with Barrows, at bat a smack foul on the first base side as Swanepoel struck out a moment ago.
And you look at the losses, you know, the Cards have 7 losses or something on the season, but the teams they've lost to, if you look at where they're at in the playoffs, yeah, they're all 2 seeds and 1 seeds, and a team from Minnesota that advanced into the playoffs.
They do a great job of scheduling the best they can. I know athletic director Mike Thompson, again, scheduling a tough schedule, and they have those Saturdays in May where we have the quads, and you bring in as good of teams as you can from all over the state.
Yeah, they had a real close game with Green Bay Preble. Preble's right. the number two seed in the state.
Huh, wow. 1-1 to Strand. Checks on the pitch upstairs, 2-1. Gracie Strand walked the first time on 4 pitches back in the second inning. Top of the fourth down, Richmond trailing at 8-0. Lost to the Cards 9-3 and 13-3 during the season. And a called strike on the fastball, 2-2.
And you mentioned that kind of a non-conference post-seeding meeting between the Cards and the Panthers last Friday. Stevens Point is really good.
Yeah.
They're a really good team. I wouldn't be surprised if they have a really tough sectional, but if they came out of it, they could do some damage.
They have that terrific tradition, have won a number of state championships. There's been a great rivalry between Chippewa Falls and Stevens Point over the years, beating each other. Even at state, there's a ground ball foul on the third base. Some memorable wins, I'd have to go back and dig up. But Tammy Slowiak's here, yeah, 20 years ago for the Cards, beating Stevens Point at state.
This is the 50th year of state coming up. Huh. Stevens Point has won it 8 times.
Yeah. 2-2 the count now to Gracie Strand. Walked her first time against Reisinger. The pitch fouled off. And let you know that keep your finances on track with Royal Credit Union. RC accounts come with smart tools like a mobile app that helps you stay in the know and stick to your goals. Open your account at rcu.org or any office insured by NCUA. Stick around later, the post-class post-game show and the 24-7 fiber-fast plays of the game. This one to short, Romanowski, the human vacuum, throws over to first for the out. Two are out now in the top half of the fourth for New Richmond as the ground out from Strand, 6-3. And that brings up Madison Rauscher, who is now actually playing shortstop with Swanepoel having been moved to pitcher.
Yeah, in a seven-inning game, if you had the hitters hit it to Georgia every single time,
swing and a miss,
you'd be pretty happy with the results.
Very solid. And, again, that's just you cannot overestimate how important that is, having that sure-handed and fine-throwing shortstop. The 0-1 pitch.
Cardinals, you know, even before Georgia, the Cardinals had McKenna Johnston there for 4 years. And, you know, they've had great stability at that position. Same thing with Shepard and before her, having real strong catchers.
1-1 pitch. Fouled off 1-2 to Madison Rauscher, who struck out last inning. Reisinger with four Ks on the day, had three of them in the second. She struck out in the second inning. Her fourth strikeout of Swanepoel earlier. She goes for her fifth here. The pitch. Fouled off. So Rauscher staying alive. And Richmond came in here looking for the upset. They knew that they were the underdog against the Cardinals. And the count 1-2.
Rauscher. Madison Rauscher, a senior.
Right.
This could be her last high school at bat.
1-2 from Reisinger. Senior versus senior. Called strike three, and the side is retired. Reisinger's fifth K of the day. She comes to the dugout. Middle of four. Chahai leads it 8-0. This is Chahai Tournament Softball.
Propane is energy efficient and affordable, and Quality Propane and Fuels has been the trusted propane supplier to northern Wisconsin since 1996. Propane keeps the lights on and your appliances and furnace running even during power outages. Trust the team at Quality Propane and Fuels, committed to their customers and always looking to improve safety and efficiency, helping you cut energy costs. Payment programs available for any situation, residential, commercial, or industrial. Choose Quality Propane and Fuels. Call, stop by, or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com.
When it comes to achieving excellence on every project, there's nothing better than partnering with professionals who share your commitment to quality and community. At ABC Supply Chippewa Falls, we're proud to work side-by-side with the dedicated contractors who build, repair, and enhance the spaces that make Chippewa Falls a great place to call home. Whether you're looking for dependable material specializing in roofing, siding, and windows, or simply want friendly, reliable service, our knowledgeable team is ready to help. Ask your contractor to stop by and see how ABC Supply Chippewa Falls can support your next project with confidence.
To the bottom half of the fourth for Chippewa. It'll be Lauren Shepard, Lainey Hankelman, and Willa Reisinger as Romanowski had popped out to short for the last out earlier.
I was just saying, two runs here. We set up the 10-0 five-inning ball game here.
You're right, and I think that's the way to think. You know, get things done. Don't risk injury. Don't make the game any longer than it needs to be. And a call strike. So Swanepoel has moved from shortstop to, if anybody has binoculars and can tell the number of the player in left field, then we could identify the left fielder for New Richmond, trailing 8-0 to the Cards, bottom of four. Swanepoel delivers some heat there to Shepard. Again, these groups of girls are going to be teammates at New Winona State in the fall.
I believe Raleigh went to center, so whoever was in center probably scooted over.
All right,
the left.
So that would be Haley Jackson. Okay. A lot of arrows on my sheet. Shepard hits it pretty well to right. A long run, and that's going to get out of here for Shepard.
You're not going to hold Lauren Shepard down for too long. It just doesn't work that way. She was 0 for 2 before that, and the numbers just suggest that something's happening in the next at-bat.
Lauren Shepard, she got it. Again, Swanepoel can get it in there, but just as fast as she throws it in, Shepard hit it out of here for her seventh home run of the season.
Opposite.
Yes. She's got the power. And, again, a card scoring with nobody out. And the second home run of the day for Chippewa. And it brings up Lainey Hankelman, the designated player.
Oh,
Henkelman from the right side looks at the ball low, 1-0.
And this will be interesting to see how Swanepoel, you know, not as seasoned of a pitcher as Raleigh, how she's going to respond to giving up the home run.
Yeah. Henkelman, a 432 average, 522 on base, so has really stepped up in that three spot. Swing and a miss. Count goes to 1-1.
Maybe helped her out a little bit on that one. Looked a little low and inside. The Cards really want this next run, though.
Oh, yeah. Just one away from getting that 10-run lead and then three outs away from victory over New Richmond. Ball fouled off. 1-2 to Laney. 32 hits on the season, 25 singles, 6 doubles, a homer, and 22 RBIs with 16 walks and 9 strikeouts. So to swing that the power bat like that and then you know, have your walks higher than strikeouts, a good sign. 1-2 pitch. She's going to hit it up the middle and a base hit for Henkelman, and she's aboard.
Yeah, that's a classic example right there of, you know, Swanepoel coming in to pitch at shortstop. She might have had a play on that
yeah,
ball.
Yeah, right.
Henkelman doesn't run real well, but yeah, when you start shifting people into positions they're not super comfortable in, things like that can happen.
Right. And so now with one on, the potential winning run at first, and now Reisinger, who has the home run and the walk on the day. So one for one officially with two runs scored and two RBIs. This one fouled off 0-1. For the Cardinals, thanks to our great sponsors, Gibson Water Care, Wurzgala, Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter and proud to support local athletics, Northwestern Bank. 0-1 to Reisinger, runner at first, 9-0 Cardinal lead, bottom of four. She'll hit this one to short. Fielded over there, Rauscher gets the out at second, and that's all. So a 6-4 fielder's choice. And Reisinger's aboard. We'll see if we get another pinch runner or courtesy runner here for the pitcher.
Be Helgeson again.
Yep.
Number 9, Brooklyn Helgeson.
Helgeson again to the Cardinals, the sophomore.
How about a home run for Allie here?
Yeah, Allie had a nice double earlier. She struck out and doubled in two trips and scored a run. They've had an RBI in that double, too. So. Geist is going to ground it to third and foul, 0-1.
Yeah, the Cards are definitely pinning their ears back right now and swinging hard. That's a luxury you have when you're up by 9.
4-1 to Geist here. Bottom of four. Runner at first. One out. Off-speed pitch misses. The WIA website now is a one-stop shop for all state tournament information named State Tourney Central. This displays links for users syncing information about the state tournaments, including schedules, tickets, parking, venue, carry-in policies, results, previews, where to watch broadcast streams, apparel, and much more. And this one to left field and a base hit for Geist. And she's aboard, runners at first and second for the Cardinals.
Not a home run, but we'll take it.
Yeah.
Gets that runner, gets that ever-important 10th run in scoring position.
And, again, runners at first and second now. So Geist with the single and Helgeson at second. And it brings up Taylor Schmidt. Let me just finish telling you that get all the information you need to attend the WIA State Tournaments by clicking State Tourney Central graphic on the WIAA website. Today.
We actually have a pinch hitter here, Julia Blumke.
So Blumke getting an opportunity to hit here for the Cardinals. Number 10. In for Schmidt. And Blumke, a 125 average on the season. Against Swanepoel, runners at first and second. That runner at second, the potential game-winning run, a ball low, 1-0 to Blumke.
The thing I really appreciate about Julia, she never gets cheated up there. She's going to go up there. She knows her role. She's going to come in these situations and try to...
Four RBIs in the year here on WOGO. Hallie Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls, swing and a miss. Yeah, she gets her cuts in for sure. All right, so the scoreboard just went out completely. So, okay, there's a ball misses.
We were talking a little bit about Stevens Point earlier. They're currently up 16-1 over De Pere.
Wow, yeah. They mean business.
I mean, so they mean business.
Yeah, they do. Well, Cards wouldn't have to see them for a while. So, 2-1. And this is a grounder foul on the third baseline. In fact, I had in front of me, I had meant to make it a conversation piece, and maybe now is as good a time as any in terms of the bracket. So the Cards win today. They meet the winner of, if they win today, they meet the winner of Holman and Onalaska. Holman, the 3 seed against Onalaska, the 6 seed, playing at Holman today. 2-2 pitch to Blumke, and she pops one into the outfield, and it's going to get in there for a single, and the throw to third for the force out, and it gets by the third baseman, Strand, and the bases are loaded after the hit by Blumke.
Yeah, just out of the reach of the new shortstop there.
Yeah.
We've mentioned before, she's...
Rauscher
is not a tall girl, so doesn't have that same reach and length as Swanepoel does. Raleigh made a real nice throw to try to get the runner at third, but just got by the third baseman, Strand.
The red-hot McKenna Benish now with a double and a strikeout in 2 trips. The base is loaded, and the Cards, it wouldn't be an instant win, but they'd be putting themselves 3 outs away from winning if they can score with the 1 out. And Benish.
There it is.
There's the single, seeing eye single between first and second, and the Cardinals grab a 10, make it 11-0 lead on the single by Benish to right.
Benish picked a really great time in the season to get hot.
She sure did. And Benish with the single and the 2 RBIs for the Cardinals.
Looks like another pinch hitter coming in. Vienna Sutherland.
And so scoring was the Helgeson and also the runner for Geist. And 11-0 Chippewa. So... again, winning earlier 9-3 and 13-3 over this New Richmond team. New Richmond, you take the bus ride, you say, hey, small ball, but the Cards. Remembering playing New Richmond in recent years when they had a more of a top shelf pitcher than they have right now. Raleigh's kind of working their way up the ladder. And so the Cards an 11-0 lead here, taking it even to the bullpen in Swanepoel with only 1 out. And Sutherland is going to get the at-bat here for the Cardinals.
Sutherland with good pop. Real
sophomore.
Yep, a real strong hitter in the JV lineup throughout the season. Also a pitcher for JV, too.
I don't know that we have any stats on her. We do not, I don't believe.
This is their first varsity at-bat of the year.
Yeah, what an opportunity in a regional final, leading 11-0. And potentially, if New Richmond gets something going, as the ball misses 2-0, these could be important insurance runs in terms of securing the fact that you win this thing in 4.5.
Absolutely.
So hitting in place of Gracie Amundson, Deanna Sutherland looking at the 2-0. The pitch. Ball 3-0.
Yeah, this is getting into a tough spot for Swanepoel. Extended inning, right. Extended amount of pitches. Right. That's tough when you don't do it a lot.
3-0 to Sutherland. Called strike, 3-1.
Good take on that one.
Yeah, when you've built up 3-0, why not make her work for it? White City Glass salutes all the hardworking athletes for all your windshield, glass, and garage door needs. Call White City Glass of Chippewa Falls. White City Glass. Ooh. She hits it foul on the third baseline. The hard-hitting sophomore looking to try to break into more playing time next year on the varsity level.
Well, she'll be a big part of the team next year.
Where does she like to play in the field?
She's a pitcher, so she'll probably join the staff.
Fouled again.
But definitely swings a hard bat.
3 balls and 2 strikes to Cardinal sophomore Vienna Sutherland, second pinch hitter here in a grouping. Benish stayed in there. Still only 1 out. Cardinals lead it 11-0. They're able to put 3 more on the board here in this 4th inning. See if we can get an update on the McDonald game across the way. It looks like they're in the
3-0
sixth inning.
Sixth?
Yeah. Ball high, take your base, and it gets by the catcher, but able to get Lucas gets it back, so the bases are loaded as Sutherland walks. And so Sutherland, in this fourth inning, gets aboard, so the bases are loaded with Cardinals again. And is it going to be Barrow or not?
Well, it looks like some other pitch is coming in.
We got which one?
Number 8, Zoe Darley.
All right, Zoe Darley, another sophomore. Great experience for these girls to get some tournament action, don't you think, Lucas?
Absolutely, and JV won all of their games this season.
Huh.
So they're used to winning. They're used to playing with the lead and doing all of that. I think JV2 only lost one game this season. So
Chi-High takes their softball seriously.
And they have for a very long time.
To go that deep with your success, your conference champs, 19th time in 27 seasons. The other years they finished second as the ball's fouled off by Darley. So Deanna Sutherland and now Zoe Darley getting their first varsity at bat. Zoe Darley, I guess she had one at bat, one game played. And she
might have came in to run, maybe.
Yeah, you're right. So yeah. No official at bat though. So,
but the first pitch, she's swinging. Yeah. To hit the ball hard.
Another sophomore. And a ball upstairs misses from Swanepoel. 1-1. When you need a boundary survey to have a residential or commercial property, talk. Think about Heath Loken and Associates LLC, professional land surveying. Get it done right. Call owner Jason Heath and Heath Loken at 715-720-4000. Swinging, fouled off. 1-2.
Real nice swing out of Zoe Darley there. All of the JV bubble players that we would call them. Real nice at bats, nice swings. Kimberly Musser does such a great job with the team down at JV.
1-2 pitch, and she misses. 2-2. Bases are loaded, nowhere to put Zoe Darley with only one out. 11-0 Cardinals trying to pad that lead, cushion themselves with Reiser going to go out and finish it off in the top of the fifth. Long break here for Willa, though, in the dugout. The 2-2 pitch in the air, up the elevator shaft towards center field, and out there to catch it, Raleigh, and Raleigh will get it in, and the 12th run is in, sliding in for the Cardinals, and Chi leads at 12-0.
The Cards' favorite play, the sack fly, works again.
Yeah.
I do also want to give credit to the JV coach, Scott Biederman, who helps out in JV. He's been a great addition to their staff as well.
Thank you, Scott, for your work.
I see Scott over here. He's hanging on the fence, rooting all those girls on.
And, again, only advancing that time was the Cardinal runner from third base. And so it's now 12-0, and it brings up Marissa Bauer, another sophomore pinch hitter, ending in place of Romanowski. Well, this is great for team morale to get all these players' participation in the overall victory.
Yeah, and Marissa Bauer, the younger sister of McKenna Bauer.
There's a fastball misses.
And one Maddie out. Bauer, so yeah. Carrying on the Bauer tradition, yeah. Here at Chive.
Giving us a workout here on the roster work more than we've done all season.
Your book is a mess over there.
Yeah, it is. And this is the, remember, Shepard led off the inning. So this is the ninth batter of the inning for the Cards. The most they've hit in any inning today. They've scored 3. They did score 5 with 8 hitters in the third inning. Ball low. 2-1 now to Madison Bauer. Marissa Bauer.
Marissa Bauer,
yeah. The family had to confuse me with all the M's. Marissa and Madison, okay. 2-1 to Marissa. Ball low, 3-1. And allows the runners, gets by the catcher. Lucas long enough to allow the runners to advance to second and third. It's the route is on. The Cardinals 3 outs away from winning this Division I regional final. It's been a long day for our video producer, Carter Jaeger. Ball upstairs.
Carter's loving it over here, though.
Yeah. All right, so that's another walk here for Swanepoel. Bases are loaded, and second time this inning that Lauren Shepard. Let's see if she'll get a pinch hitter now.
I don't think she's getting a pinch hitter now.
All right, Shepard, she's not. No. Bet a bunch of them this
inning. And New Richmond has nowhere to put her either.
Well, she homered earlier in the inning, in this inning. Shepard waiting from Swanepoel.
She is.
This is 1-0.
Definitely licking her chops here.
One ball, no strike to the Cardinal catcher, who has been just so stellar. 5.21 average and a 6.35 on base. Had her seventh homer of the season earlier. Count goes to 2-0. So Swanepoel's like, I don't want to give you a grand slam home run. You already had a solo shot off of me to start the inning.
Yeah, doesn't want to give up a second home run in the inning.
2-0 to Lauren Shepard. Bases loaded. 12-0 Chippewa. Bottom of four. Looking to win this thing in five. Called strike.
But the thing is, you know, with Hankelman behind Shepard, with Willa behind Shepard.
Right.
You know, pick your poison. Yeah. And actually, other than the solo home run, they've handled Lauren pretty well.
No, oh, yeah, right. That's true. Yeah. 2-1. And this one, she rips it into the outfield, and it's going to be caught out there by Lauren Raleigh. But not before the Cards score three more and lead it 12-0. Looking to end this thing three outs from now. We're back in 60 seconds. This is Chahai Tournament Softball.
If you can dream it, Stelter can make it happen. For three generations, Stelter Incorporated has taken pride in turning dreams into reality with the absolute highest quality concrete built to last. Stelter mines and processes the aggregates themselves, ensuring only the best ready-mix concrete. And if you need materials delivered or hauled away, Stelter Inc. has a fleet of dump trucks to serve you and even provides the driver. When you expect the best, Stelter delivers every time. Start today at StelterIncorporated.com.
At Freeze Financial Group, we work with clients to understand their life goals by helping build a definable and measurable path towards financial freedom. Our mission is to help make lives better, clients, team, and community by optimizing true wealth. We are proud to support the Chi High softball team and their run to the playoffs this season. Go Lady Cards! Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Freeze Financial Group is not a broker-dealer and is independent of RJFS. Investment advisory services offered through Raymond James Financial Services Advisors, Inc.
To the top of the fifth we go. The Cardinals three outs away from victory, and it looks like they are going to their bullpen. And going with Delaney Barrow here. Delaney Barrow in, and so there's the idea. It had been a long break, and why not just finish it off and give Barrow something before next Tuesday? Huh?
Yeah, I have no problem with this at all. You save the pitches.
Yeah.
You know, and Delaney's going to come in here and shut this down.
Delaney's been terrific in relief, and she'll go against the bottom of the order, Engesether, Jackson, and Ward. And the Cards looking to take care of business. Engesether was hit by a pitch earlier. Reisinger pitches the four innings, striking out five, and walking one, hitting one, and shutting out New Richmond. And there's a ground ball to first. Geist is going to take it, and the hustle over to first.
Love that. Gotta love that. One pitch, one out.
Yeah. So one, and Engesether grounding it out, three unassisted, and that brings up Haley Jackson, the senior, who's shifted over to left field as Raleigh's gone to center for New Richmond. Two outs left in the Tigers' season. This one hit high in the air, first ball hit it. Musser under it, and she'll make the catch for out number two.
Couple more scores to share before this one's over. Marshfield up 3-0 over Hudson. Toma and River Falls tied at two in the bottom of the sixth.
Yeah, that's a stunner right there. And you said both of the runs unearned off of their ace pitcher. Isn't she Badger bound?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. 12-0 Cardinals down to the final out. Barrow's gotten them in a hurry here. Engesether grounding to first, and Jackson to flying out to center.
Hitting is Nola Nerby, a senior.
Number 11, getting her first action of the day. The fastball from Barrow. This is 1-0.
I was hoping for a three-pitch inning there.
Yeah, right. Those are rare. And the batter can spoil it, but just not swinging. 1-0. Swing and a miss. 1-1.
Barrow's pretty locked in right now.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, not a save situation for her with a 12-run lead.
Yeah, that's true. Swing and a miss. Strike two. And now the Tigers down to their final strike. It's the Cardinals looking to advance to Tuesday. We'll cover it all in the post-class post-game show. The pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Barrow closes it out. And the Cards beat New Richmond 12-0 to take the D1 regional final. We're back in 3.5 minutes. This is Cardinals softball. The Cards are moving on to the sectionals on WOGO Sports.
When you're dealing with one of life's biggest financial decisions, you deserve a trusted expert, not just an agent. I'm Holly Bovey of Coldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors. I've lived here my whole life and served this community as a realtor for over 26 years. I'd be honored to help with your next home sale or purchase. Holly Bovey and Coldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors are names you know, names you trust, right here in our community. Call me anytime at 715-577-HOME or visit hollybovey.com.
From businesses to homes, rental properties to ATVs, think Maurer Sperry Insurance in Chippewa Falls. Family run for four generations, Maurer Sperry Insurance is one of the oldest insurance agencies in the country, with coverage you can count on from a local team you trust. As an independent insurance agency, we find the companies that best fit your family's needs and budget. Based in Chippewa Falls, Maurer Sperry Insurance Agency, protecting people, empowering businesses. Learn more and get a quote at maurerins.com.
At 24/7 in West Wisconsin Telecom, we're your complete technology partner. Not only do we offer fast, reliable internet, but so much more. From security cameras and access control to hosted VoIP phone systems that keep your business connected. Don't forget medical alert systems that protect the ones you love. Homes, businesses, communities, one trusted local provider. Contact us at wwt.net or 231-2000.
Remember when you were a kid and broke that window? Remember how bad you felt when Mom and Dad found out? Mom made everything okay with hot cookies. Dad called White City Glass to fix it. That was years ago. When someone little you know breaks one of your windows, bake the cookies and call White City Glass. They're in the business of fixing broken glass of any kind. White City Glass, helping people of all ages since 1967.
Lock in a rate as low as 4.54% APR when you purchase or refinance a vehicle with Royal Credit Union. Royal's great rates and flexible terms can help keep your auto payments affordable. You can also finance RVs, boats, UTVs, and more. See all rates and apply for a Royal Credit Union vehicle loan at rcu.org/auto. Subject to credit approval.
Rely on Grace Home Respiratory in Altoona and Baldwin when you need your home medical supplies and equipment. With 24/7 on-call service, Grace Home Respiratory has dedicated, experienced staff to help you when you need it most, improving your quality of life. Call Grace Home Respiratory, 715-832-RESP, your local connection for home medical equipment, service, and supplies in Altoona and Baldwin, and online at ghr-ec.com.
Every parent knows their child is special, but at Smiles in Motion Pediatric Dentistry, that's exactly how my child and I feel.
At Smiles in Motion, their focus is on providing truly special dental care and experiences so children develop healthy dental habits for a lifetime. Their board-certified pediatric dentists are specialists in the smiles of infants, children, and teens, including those with special needs. They're experts in pediatrics and in having fun. Meet the team and take a tour of our amazing child-friendly office at sim4kids.com.
Chahaya, 12-0 victory in a five-inning contest. Mark Halverson, Lucas Reisinger back with our post-class post-game show on WOGO. And again, thanks to our video producer, Carter Jager, and our audio producer, Trayton Hoym today, as well as Chahai coming out of here with the victory as the Cards came in here 17-8, now 18-8 on the season. Let's get into the post-glass post-game show brought to you by Post-Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Quality services at affordable prices for commercial, home, and auto glass. Visit postglassandmirror.com. Before we talk about this one, other games of interest, Lucas, you've got some score updates for us.
Yeah, I'm feverishly looking over these. Marshfield up 3-0 over Hudson in the bottom of the fifth, but two runners on second and third for Hudson. And then the Toma game, the number one seeded Toma, behind Badger recruit Anna Wall, tied 2-2 going into the seventh.
Yeah, so that is noteworthy as well. And again, looking at the bracket here, Chahai now will be in action on Tuesday, June 2nd, against the winner of Holman and Onalaska. And then later it's on the top of the bracket, you got Toma and River Falls tied at 2. And Marshfield and Hudson, you said, very evenly
played. Yeah, that's a tight game,
contest
too,
as well.
Only in the fifth.
All right, well, we've got Coach Sikora with us here, and so thanks so much for joining us, and let's get you congratulations. What a sweet victory.
Thank you. Yeah, it was a well-played game all the way around.
Yeah, well, I mean, 12-0, you guys scored in every inning, and it just, you took care of business, I mean, and just in every facet today.
Absolutely. I thought early on, getting their top of their lineup are good and they're solid, so getting them out of rhythm and not letting them get on base really kind of sets the tone for the rest of their lineup, so I thought our defense did a great job of that. And then offensively, we made her throw pitches. We didn't swing at bad pitches. And on a day like today, throwing a lot of pitches is definitely a disadvantage. And so I feel like our at-bats did a great job of making her do that. And then ultimately having them bring in another pitcher because our at-bats were so quality.
Of course, I'm going to ask you this. How about Willa's performance on the mound here?
Absolutely. I mean, phenomenal. Really fun to see her go out there and be able to use multiple pitches for strikeouts, which she's been, I mean, we've seen her for the last 4 years kind of working around and gaining pitches as she goes. And seeing her get two big Ks on changeups, that was super fun to see. She did a great job on the mound. And then giving herself those two runs early, setting the tone, and just lets the offense relax a little bit because the pressure's not on anyone person once you get those two. So an excellent job on her part.
Yeah, combined one hitter between Willa and Delaney.
Yeah, and then it's so nice again on a hot day like today when we can bring in another pitcher who has quality pitches like Delaney Barrow does, and it's just a different look for hitters to see. So definitely an advantage that we have.
You got to like the fact that some of your hitters near the bottom of the lineup like Benish are getting hot at just the right time.
Absolutely. They've been working hard all season on making those little adjustments to hit this varsity pitching, and I think their dedication to what they're doing and their fundamentals is really paying off. I'm really proud of the work they put in.
And I thought that the JV kind of bubble players coming in had some really beautiful at-bats.
Absolutely. The at-bats that they had, our girls that came in, kind of their first varsity at-bats, I thought gave great looks. And then the other thing, we've got some girls that came up to varsity now that just have some great speed. And so, you know, we have first and third situations, and we've got two girls that are ultra fast, and that puts tons of pressure on the defense.
So, you know, what's said about it, we've talked about it really all season. Jared mentioned in the pregame, like, the pitching and defense continues to be really solid, impressive, but at the same time, you know, you wonder about that hitting, but it seems like the hitting, at least today, you had to like what you saw.
Absolutely. I mean, when you're getting production 1-9 and then 10-13.
Yeah, right.
I mean, that it's a great sign, and like I said, it's hard to pitch that.
And that's really great for team camaraderie, isn't it, to have these girls, I mean, from top to bottom, that everybody, it's a truly make-up team, right?
Absolutely. I mean, the girls that are getting pinch hit for, you see them take the girl and say, hey, this is what she's throwing, you've got this, you're, you know, cheering for them, yeah, having their back. Yeah, just a really fun situation and team to be a part of.
What do you look to improve upon headed into next week?
I mean, we just continue to improve on the little things every day, focus on fundamentals. You know, I don't think we're going to make any big changes. I think we're just going to keep focusing on those little things, doing the little things right. Softball is a game of inches. And, you know, if you do the little things right, usually the game takes care of itself.
Coach, congratulations. We can't wait to join you again on Tuesday with both the radio coverage and, of course, the live video stream on WOGO Sports YouTube channel.
So. Thank you so much for being here. We love having you.
All right. Thanks, Coach. Appreciate it. Congratulations. 12-0 Chelsea Sikora. Post-class, post-game show. More coming up after this timeout.
What are customers saying about Post Glass and Mirror?
Amazing job on my screens and very friendly.
I absolutely love my new Lindsay vinyl windows.
Prices are the best in town, along with fast customer service.
Got two heavy glass shower doors from Post Glass and Mirror. High quality, excellent service.
When I picked up my car after they replaced my windshield, it was cleaner than when I brought it in.
For commercial or residential glass and recalibration of the advanced driver safety system after windshield replacement for any make and model, call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. PostGlassandMirror.com.
Looking for something fun to do right here in Eau Claire? Head to Metropolis Resort, where the fun never stops. Visit Action City and play over 100 arcade games, race go-karts, jump in the trampoline park, or challenge your friends to a round of mini-golf. Stop by Chaos Water Park for relaxing river rides and thrilling water slides. Planning a birthday party? Easy packages, dedicated party hosts, and a day filled with fun that your kids won't forget. Plan your next party at MetropolisResort.com.
Wheaton Grain Incorporated and Chippewa Valley Grain Transport, a family-run, full-service grain elevator and trucking company. Over 30 trucks dispatched throughout the Midwest every day. Customer-oriented and family-run. Wheaton Grain Incorporated and Chippewa Valley Grain Transport is here to serve you in both Chippewa Falls and Connersville. Go to WheatonGrain.com for cash bids, futures, and grading schedules. And get more done every day by downloading their new mobile app. Learn more at WheatonGrain.com.
At Northwestern Bank, everything we do comes back to our mission, building stronger communities where people matter. This is Tracy Smiske, Market President at Northwestern Bank. Every day we provide all the great services and conveniences of modern banking, but know that it's our relationships with people that matter most. Because at Northwestern Bank, we believe that every person is valuable, and that's what makes our community strong. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter. Member FDIC.
It may work for horseshoes and hand grenades, but sometimes close enough isn't good enough, especially when you need a boundary surveyed on your property. So call Heath Loken & Associates, LLC, Professional Land Surveying. State licensed and fully insured, they can handle residential, commercial, and government land surveying with the very latest surveying equipment and mapping software. Call owner Jason Heath at 715-720-4000. Get it done right. Heath Loken & Associates, LLC, Professional Land Surveying.
Building a custom home should be exciting, not overwhelming. At Ashley Construction, we make the process seamless and enjoyable. From 3D drafting and design to financial transparency and expert guidance, we take the stress out of building your dream home. A fun and rewarding building experience combined with innovative processes and the latest technology empowers our talented team of experts to create high-quality custom homes that reflect your unique vision and lifestyle. Enjoy the full experience right here in the Chippewa Valley with Ashley Construction, your design-build professionals.
For generations, Christo Orthodontics has been giving the Chippewa Valley something to smile about, and that tradition continues today. With Dr. Grace and Dr. Camille, you'll find the same trusted care, now with a fresh, modern approach to orthodontics for all ages. From your child's first visit to your own smile transformation, Christo Orthodontics is here to make every step comfortable, convenient, and confident. Christo Orthodontics, where Dr. Grace and Dr. Camille continue to give the Chippewa Valley something to smile about. Schedule your free consultation today at Christo Orthodontics.
The Post-Glass post-game show continues on WOGO Sports. Mark Halverson and Lucas Reisinger. For commercial or residential glass and recalibration of the advanced driver safety system after windshield replacement for any make and model, code Post-Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls, postglassandmirror.com. Willa Reisinger joins us now as well, the winning pitcher, and had the game-winning hit with that two-run homer in the first inning. Willa, congratulations.
Thank you.
Take us back to that moment in the first inning, your encounter with Raleigh, the sophomore. What do you remember from that at-bat?
After Hankelman had came up, she said everything was in, so I kind of stepped off the plate, adjusted. My first pitch was down and out, so I was looking for that inside pitch still, and then she threw it in, and I just went with it to left field.
You went with it out of here, Dad, right?
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. Definitely a way to start the first inning of the game there. In the circle, Willa, how did you feel today?
I felt really good, just loose, calm. I think Faraday talked to us about not letting the pressure take over, so I definitely was calm out there, just me and Lauren on the mound.
Was the second inning the toughest, though, coming off of the adrenaline rush of the homer? And then,
yes, definitely, yeah. Kind of a little tough to settle all the adrenaline down.
And what about just you guys as a team? It seems like great camaraderie and only strengthened here today in terms of getting a number of girls their first varsity experience in a D1 regional final game. Mm-hmm.
I think all the girls we brought up are ready to compete with us. And at the start of our season, all of our goals were to get to Goodman Diamond in June. So I think we're really locked in and focused on that.
That's great to know. Final question?
Yeah. What are you going to do to celebrate tonight?
Oh, not much. Don't have school anymore, so probably just hang out with the team.
Yeah, fantastic. You guys are bonded. All right, we can't wait to cover you on Tuesday. Terrific.
Perfect. Thank
Take
you.
Care. All right. Well, the Reisinger celebrating the win today here on WDOGO Sports. You had some other score updates of Stanley Boyd, a winner today. McDonald, a 3-0 winner in seven innings over Oliva Strum at the adjacent diamond here at Casper.
Yeah, Stanley Boyd with a 6-0 win over Bloomer. So a good Chippewa County battle there. For sure. Still trying to find something with that Toma or with the Onalaska Holman game. Nothing there. But I know Toma was in the bottom of the seventh, tied 2-2. Might have gone to extras now.
All right, so we'll keep our eye on that.
Top of the eighth, yep.
We'll take another timeout back with, don't miss the FiberFast plays of the game and a check of the what's up here as we'll try to lay things out looking ahead to Tuesday's sectionals. Cardinals winners of the D1 regional final, 12-0 over visiting New Richmond. This is Chi High Softball.
Cabin and camper season is here and the adventure awaits. But wait, is your water ready? Imagine arriving at your favorite spot only to find murky water. Don't worry. Gibson's Water Care has you covered with a free cabin or camper water analysis to ensure clean water at your home away from home. Plus, they handle basic plumbing, too. Locally owned, American-made, and no long-term contracts. Visit GibsonWaterCare.com today.
Propane is energy efficient and affordable, and Quality Propane and Fuels has been the trusted propane supplier to northern Wisconsin since 1996. Propane keeps the lights on and your appliances and furnace running even during power outages. Trust the team at Quality Propane and Fuels, committed to their customers and always looking to improve safety and efficiency, helping you cut energy costs. Payment programs available for any situation, residential, commercial, or industrial. Choose Quality Propane and Fuels. Call, stop by, or visit QualityPropaneAndFuels.com.
When it comes to achieving excellence on every project, there's nothing better than partnering with professionals who share your commitment to quality and community. At ABC Supply Chippewa Falls, we're proud to work side-by-side with the dedicated contractors who build, repair, and enhance the spaces that make Chippewa Falls a great place to call home. Whether you're looking for dependable material specializing in roofing, siding, and windows, or simply want friendly, reliable service, our knowledgeable team is ready to help. Ask your contractor to stop by and see how ABC Supply Chippewa Falls can support your next project with confidence. If you can dream it, Stelter can make it happen. For three generations, Stelter Incorporated has taken pride in turning dreams into reality with the absolute highest quality concrete built to last. Stelter mines and processes the aggregates themselves, ensuring only the best ready-mix concrete. And if you need materials delivered or hauled away, Stelter Inc. has a fleet of dump trucks to serve you and even provides the driver. When you expect the best, Stelter delivers every time. Start today at StelterIncorporated.com. At Freeze Financial Group, we work with clients to understand their life goals by helping build a definable and measurable path towards financial freedom. Our mission is to help make lives better, clients, team, and community by optimizing true wealth. We are proud to support the Chi High softball team and their run to the playoffs this season. Go Lady Cards! Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Freeze Financial Group is not a broker-dealer and is independent of RJFS. Investment advisory services offered through Raymond James Financial Services Advisors, Inc.
Hi, this is Holly Bovey of Coldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors, and I'm honored to support the men and women who defend our freedoms. My husband served for 25 years. And as a military wife, I still remember the amazing community that supported me when my husband was deployed to Iraq. I'm Holly Bovey of Coldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors, and I'm so glad to call Wisconsin my home. And whenever you're looking for a home, I'd love to talk. Call me at 715-577-HOME or visit hollybovey.com.
From businesses to homes, rental properties to ATVs, think Maurer Sperry Insurance in Chippewa Falls. Family run for four generations, Maurer Sperry Insurance is one of the oldest insurance agencies in the country, with coverage you can count on from a local team you trust. As an independent insurance agency, we find the companies that best fit your family's needs and budget. Based in Chippewa Falls, Maurer Sperry Insurance Agency, protecting people, empowering businesses. Learn more and get a quote at MaurerINS.com.
Back on the Post Glass postgame show, Mark Halverson. Post Glass and Mirror now hiring for auto glass technicians, window installers, and in-shop repair technicians. Join the team today. Click on careers at postglassandmirror.com. Lucas Reisinger has bid us adieu, and we appreciate it. But recapping the scoring, the Cards get the game-winning homer from their pitcher, Willa Reisinger, in the first. We'll hopefully bring you that in the highlights here in a moment. Two in the first, one in the second, five in the third, four more in the fourth. They close it out with Delaney Barrow coming in the top of the fifth. 12-0, moving on in the D1 regional final to sectionals on Tuesday. Time for your Fiber Fast Plays of the Game, brought to you by 24/7 West Wisconsin Telecom, your complete technology partner. Let 24/7 West Wisconsin Telecom help you protect your home or business with a clear, monitored home security system. Plus, for WOGO Sports listeners only, a free camera with each alarm system. Call the experts today at 231-2000 or visit WWT.net. Bottom of the first, scoreless Division I regional final. Romanowski taps one towards second. Glove there, throw over to first. By the first baseman, Romanowski's aboard. She'll stay at first. And a miscue there on the exchange, Lucas.
Wow. They got exactly what they wanted there. They weren't able to secure the catch at first. The Cards are in action.
Go, 27 hits, 22 RBIs. Swing and a miss, strike one. Runner goes, Romanowski, the throw, and she's going to steal a base. And she's in scoring position.
I called it.
You did.
You know, with...
The 1-1 pitch. And this one connected
hit well.
To the outfield.
Hit well.
Hit very well, and it is going to be...
Gone. That's what I'm talking about, Mark.
Yeah.
Big spot.
Reisinger against Rauscher. The pitch. Swing of the miss, strike three, and the first out of the second inning is in the books. That Raleigh made. Swing and a miss, and she gets her second strikeout of the inning and of the game. And now the left-handed hitting... Emily Ward with a very close swinging stance at 0-2. I mean, you talk about open and close. That's about as close the stance as I've seen.
Yeah, that front foot is right on the chalk, and the other one's in the back.
But, I mean, just the turn towards the pitcher. But, okay, the 0-2. And a called strike three, and the side is retired as Reisinger bounces back with two Ks to end the second. This one, little looper to the outfield.
Going to be down.
A good shot to right center field, and runners at second and third for Shahad.
I told you, Binnish has been swinging a hot bat. They take off the bunt sign and swing away. Let's go.
1-0 to Barrow from Raleigh, and she hits one high in the air. Outfield coming over, and the catch is made by the center fielder. Tag is on, and the Cardinals lead it 3-0.
There's that sack fly we love.
Back in the first. And she's going to hit one by the third baseman. No, it'll be gloved over there. The throw to first is not in time, and Romanowski's aboard, and runners at the corners for the Cards. And this one, hit towards short. Romanowski gets it after a couple hops. Throw to first to Geist in time for the out.
Yeah, that's a speed arm from Georgia Romanowski. Gets a very speedy Lauren Raleigh.
Top half of the third, one out, and a shot to first, and Geist with the catch. 2-0, and this one, a little looper to second base, and pulled out of the sky by Gracie Amundson for the out. And the side is retired for New Richmond in the top of the third. 3-1 to Laney, the junior designated player, and she rips it up the middle. It's knocked down by the second baseman. She's going to be aboard with a single. Cards working those walks here a little bit. And now the throw out to second base, and it's going to go into center field, and run scores, and the Cards lead it 4-0 as the runner scores from third. In about having some others to go to. This one ripped down the left field line, and it's going to be a fair ball for Geist, a fair ball for Allie, and she's got a double, and the Cardinals lead it 5-0. Right.
Now that's what she is, first and foremost.
Yeah. There's a ball low, and then firing it to third, and a dangerous throw into the outfield, and it's going to allow the runner to score, and Geist is in, 6-0 Cardinals. There's a ball missing. Nothing. And now Swanepoel is the ground ball by Barrow. Throw over to first is then time and then home not in time. So they get the out at first, and then scoring is Amundson, making it 8-0 Chippewa Falls. Scored 5 in the first. He said Stevens Point can hit, but we just didn't hit that day.
Yeah, over the course of the season, they've given up less than 3 runs a game.
Yeah, 1-2. Swanepoel, a call, strike 3, and there's Reisinger with the K to the looking Winona State-bound player. 1-2 from Reisinger, senior versus senior. Called strike 3, and the side is retired. Reisinger's 5th K of the day. She comes to the dugout, middle of 4. Chahai leads it 8-0. New Richmond trailing 8-0 to the Cards, bottom of 4. Swanepoel delivers some heat there to Shepherd. Again, these groups of girls are going to be teammates at New Winona State in the fall.
I believe Raleigh went to center, so whoever was in center probably scooted over
to the
left.
So that would be Haley Jackson. Okay. A lot of arrows on my sheet. Shepherd hits it pretty well to right, a long run, and that's going to get out of here for Shepherd. Two trips, the base is loaded, and the Cards, it wouldn't be an instant win, but they'd be putting themselves 3 outs away from winning if they can score with the 1 out. And Benish,
there it is.
There's the single, seeing eye single between first and second, and the Cardinals grab a 10, make it 11-0 lead on the single by Benish to right. Yeah. The 2-2 pitch, in the air. Up the elevator shaft towards center field and out there to catch it, Raleigh, and Raleigh will get it in. And the 12th run is in, sliding in for the Cardinals. And Chahai leads it 12-0. And that made up the offense for the Cardinals. Delaney Barrow came in relief of Willa Reisinger to get the final 3 outs. And shutting out New Richmond. There's a ground ball to first. Geist is going to take it and the hustle over to first.
Love that. Gotta love that.
Center for New Richmond. 2 outs left in the Tigers' season. This one hit high in the air. First ball hit it. Musser under it, and she'll make the catch for out number 2. The pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike 3. Barrow closes it out, and the Cards beat New Richmond 12-0 to take the D1 regional final. Those are our 24/7 FiberFast plays of the game here on WOGO. We'll take our final timeout. When we come back, check that WOGO sports calendar. This is Chi-High Tournament Softball.
At 24/7 in West Wisconsin Telecom, we're proud to invest in the future of our communities. This year, we awarded $20,000 worth of scholarships to students across 8 school districts in our service area. These amazing students are going places, and 24/7 in West Wisconsin Telecom is honored to support their journey. From all of us at West Wisconsin Telecom, congratulations, class of 2026. Your future's bright, and we are proud to be a part of it.
Location. It's very important. But what happens when you can't get to the glass repair shop to fix your windshield? Call White City Glass. They'll come to you. It doesn't matter if you're in Abbotsford, Arcadia, Rice Lake, or Hudson, or any place in between. They've installed thousands of windshields in thousands of places for 50 years. They know what they're doing. It's your car. It's your choice. Tell your insurance company you insist on White City Glass.
White City Glass.
There are many reasons to open a smart checking account at Royal Credit Union, including no minimum balance, paperless statements, and a $400 bonus. Getting your $400 is easy. Open your account by June 12th, receive two payroll direct deposits of $400 or more, and you'll get a $400 bonus. See details and open your account today at rcu.org/getchecking. No minimum balance required to obtain bonus. Offer ends 6/12/2026. Insured by NCUA.
Putting a wrap on the post-class post-game show by checking the WOGO sports calendar. And, again, with Chihai winning today. In fact, if you go to the WIAWI.org, they've already got Chippewa and Holman. Holman has advanced as well. We had trouble getting that score, but Holman has won. They have defeated Onalaska 4-0. Holman was the home team and the higher seed. So Holman coming to Chippewa on Tuesday. And, again, I presume it'd be a similar time to what we had today. Monitor our WOGO both on social media and at WOGO.com. But Chihai and Holman coming your way on Tuesday. Other parts of the bracket, we told you Marshfield and Hudson in a very competitive game from the Wisconsin Valley Conference and the BRC with that game at Hudson today. On top of the bracket, Toma and River Falls were tied at two. So, again, Toma the one seed, and some of the few runs that have been scored all year on the Toma pitcher, the Badger-bound pitcher, taking on River Falls from the BRC. That would be a stunning upset if River Falls was able to pull that one out. The winner of those games will meet again on Tuesday, and then the winner of that game Tuesday and ours Tuesday will meet on Thursday for the sectional championship right here at Casper, and we're hoping it's the Cards. But first of all, we'll have to take care of business against Holman. Also, McDonald, a 3-0 winner today in their D4 game over Oliva Strum. So the Max moving on as well. And we congratulate them with that victory. And they will meet the winner of Colfax and Augusta. Augusta with the terrific pitcher. And so we'll see what happens with that on Tuesday as well. So we'll have another softball doubleheader coming your way on Tuesday here on WOGO Sports. Our thanks so much to our color analyst, Lucas Reisinger. And for our video producer, Carter Jagger, and our audio producer today back at our WOGO studio, Trayton Hoym. I'm Mark Halverson. Thanking you for joining us again. Chihai does it. They score in every inning, shutting out New Richmond by a final score of 12-0. They are the D1 regional softball champs. Until Tuesday, thanks so much for watching and listening. The preceding has been a production of WOGO Sports. Good night.
WOGO's coverage of the Cards brought to you by Maurer Sperry Insurance, Gibson's Water Care, ABC Supply Chippewa Falls, Metropolis Resort in Action City, Wheaton Grain Incorporated, Chippewa Valley Insulation and Exteriors, Bargain City Superstore, the Medicine Shop of Chippewa Falls and Menominee, the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, White City Glass, Royal Credit Union, Grace Home Respiratory, Wiersgala Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning, Stelter Incorporated, Service Master of Chippewa Valley, Toys and Ford of Chippewa Falls, Quality Propane and Fuels, Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, Red Cedar Speedway, Northwestern Bank, Check Law Office, Post Glass and Mirror, and 24/7 and West Wisconsin Telecom. This has been Chihai Softball, a presentation of WOGO. We now return you to your regularly scheduled programming already in progress.